Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? Everybody, everybody just clap your hands, everybody, everybody, everybody just clap your hands, All right, we should be ready to go soon and very soon. We should be ready to go soon and very soon. We should be ready to go soon and very soon. We should be ready to go. We should be ready to go soon and very soon. We should be ready to go. Ready to go soon and very soon. We should be ready soon and very soon. We should be ready to go. All right. My sound is optimal. So I guess the rest of it's up to me. Tommy Sotomayor, we're getting ready to get it on. We're getting ready to get it on. Cleveland, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, 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 we have a problem. Houston, we have an issue. Hello, everyone. What's going on? Why is it not working? What is the deal? What is the freaking deal? It's a freaking deal here. I don't know. Hello. Yes. 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 Everyone, y'all ready? I'm going to play y'all another song, then we're going to get this thing going. Y'all know this is like my favorite song. I don't know why this is my favorite song. It just is.
Don't you get mad at me, 'cause your brought the toes up, glad to see the truck when I pulled up, gone, pop the lock, big booty, hopping 10-9, dark skin, gold teeth, man, you know we 10-9, I know that's your baby mama, I know that it hurts some, you know when we get together, I'ma let her touch some, let her hit the blunt some, no time of the month some, pull out a condom, then I make a run some, freaking if she wanna be, I'ma let her gonna be, she can be herself, anytime that she get with me, backseat action, rivers are relaxing, thick in the DVD, that ass I'm waxing, I'ma keep it real with ya, I'ma let her deal with ya, I don't fight over hoes, I'ma let the steel hit ya, all on the town, talking bad, trying to down me, in your heart, really sad, boy, you better crown me.
Have fun when I'm talking to you guys. What's going on? We'll be ready to go here in just a second. The ladies and numbers and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. I want y'all to hear something. I woke up thinking about this song. I don't know why I woke up thinking about this song. But I love this song, so I want y'all to hear it. Who know this song?
Thank you.
This is for all my old heads out there like myself. Yeah. I feel like DJing tonight. Tommy Sotomayor on the ones and twos. Come on. Put on your dancing shoes. This is skate. This is skating music. Do y'all remember going to the skating rink? Do y'all remember that? Come on.
Show. And I hope that you do are looking forward to a fantastic Friday edition of the show as well, man. We plan on having a good time. We haven't fun yet. We haven't a good time yet. Now, for all of the people who don't know how this motherfucking shit works, the number is 347-989-8310. You can call your black ass in and talk as much as you want, but I'll shut the shit down. If you say something stupid, people are liable to say stupid shit. I'm liable to shut them off. This is your world, people. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. We had a fantastic show on this past Tuesday night. First off, congratulations to your second term, tax-free president, Mr. Barack Obama. Give it up for him. I'm going to play y'all national anthem later on in the show. We know you guys are proud of the accomplishment of your president. I know a lot of people were saying they were going to leave the country. That was some funny shit. I know people talking about they were going to leave the country if Mitt Romney left, if Mitt Romney was elected. I'm going to talk about that as well as many other things in the show, but we found out that racism is not dead. But we also need to acknowledge that both sides are racist, except black men can't be racist against white men because black men don't have nothing to offer white men or take from white men. Whenever a white man calls me racist, I just laugh. I hit him with the ha 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 ha. Check out this song. Because I can't be racist, so therefore I can say all the dumb shit that I want. And get away with it, man. Get away with it. We had us burning on the campus of Ole Miss. Why the fuck was that a surprise? People were surprised about that. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk to you. We're going to talk about how whenever you turn the heater off, it be real cold. Every time you turn that bitch on, it be hot as hell. There's no middle ground, it seems like. It's either cold or hot as fuck. You gotta keep turning the shit on and off and shit. Like you playing double dutch with the heater and shit. You're doing this. And any minute now, I'm gonna turn that bitch on. It's crazy. Up here was freezing a minute ago, now burning. Like I've been sleeping with the wrong person. Anyway, I'd like to thank my man Jason Black for joining the show. It had so much fun. We are getting the page up where we are the black, the male view. I'm going to make sure I feature as much Statuesque One material on there as possible. Say what's up to my girl. We're going to feature as much The Real Wonder stuff as we can. Jason Black. We're going to feature as much Mr. Gates, Hayter Rozzi. What up, people? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah. Yo. My man Jason Black is going to join the show again tonight. So y'all better look out for it. He's going to come on and kick some more knowledge. He said he got some stuff he want to get off his damn chest about the election. So we want to make sure, and if there's any other guys out there, well, we're sending it through like a voting process. If you got videos that you want to feature on the Male View, and people are wondering, why are you featuring females on the Male View? Here's the one thing you got to understand. I'm not trying to separate the black man from the black woman, not at all. I'm trying to separate the dumbass black man from the intelligent black woman. And the dumbass black woman from the intelligent black man. See, because the shit is muddled and cluttered. If you're a woman or a man worth a damn, you're happy to hear people talk about the separation. Because you know it's very difficult to muddle through all of the bullshit. Because as I said, 90% of black men ain't shit. 90% of black women ain't shit.
And when I say ain't shit, I fall on the 90% side, not the 10% side. I know my role, and I know that my job is to get better every damn day I wake up. Every day above ground, it is my job to try and do a little bit better. And even those things that I have failed and my time has passed, it is my job to make sure that the people below me don't make the same fucking mistakes that I made. That's the problem we have in the black community, because we refuse to admit that we fucked up, so therefore we pass our fuck-ups down to our youngling, down to our children. Somebody wrote on my fan page today, said, if you having kids out of wedlock, then you're contributing to the problem. I said, you are right. I didn't get mad at him. He was right. Now, I know what he was trying to do was get smart with me, but it didn't bother me. The truth is the truth. You can't bother me with the truth. It's just like this motherfucker just keep, it's somebody on you Twitter. I mean, these people are nuts. Just following me around. Keep putting up the same video as if for 4 years I didn't talk about me and my past. If for 4 years I've ever denied me and my past. And yet it's one thing that they never seem to tell you. You can't look up me anywhere and find that I've been convicted of anything. You can't look up me anywhere and find that I've been convicted of anything. Because I never have been. Anyone can get accused of some shit. And for black folks, definitely, to be running around listening to Lil Wayne and them all talk about they damn jail records and try to say some shit about me is hilarious. And the fact that you keep recycling the same shit as if it makes something I'm saying not true. It doesn't make sense. For 4 years, I'd make jokes and tell the stories about being in jail. For 4 years, since my show started, this has never been something that I've been like, that's not me. So it's not a big deal to me. But to stalk me is like, what is that going to help you? That's the question. How does that help you? Somebody ought to ask these people, do you know this man? And do we know you? It doesn't make any sense at all. And for people to do it, and here's my thing, for black folks to do it, that's what makes it worse. This is what I want y'all to realize. The job of black people is to try and destroy other black people. They set the game up. You don't see no white folks doing no shit like this. You don't see no white folks doing no shit like this. I don't make $10 million a year. Hell, I don't make $10,000 a year. So for these people to say, and here's what you have to understand what they're doing, what makes it so sad. They're saying since some celebrities fuck with you, since your show seems to do all right that you built from the ground up, we're going to try our best to destroy it. We're going to try our best to destroy it. And let me say this. I don't think that's Jeannie Burlesque. I'm not going to call that woman out like this. That person in that chat room is not her. It's not her. I'm not going to call that woman out her name for somebody else trying to make that woman look bad. This is what I don't appreciate. There's some shit this woman does and some crazy shit she's done. But some shit she hasn't done, and other people are using her name to say that they're doing it, to say that she's doing it. That's what lets you know niggas are snakes.
You got this clown dude with dreadlocks and smoke weed sending everyone on Twitter that says a word to me, tagging my name and sending his stupid video. Think about it. When you have spent hours of your day doing something for free to try and destroy something else of another black man, or try and get some YouTube fame off of it, what do you do afterwards? Let's just say, sir, you were able to just stop me from making any more videos. What would be your next step? Who would be your next target? Is it to go after Natalie Portman and let everybody know that her last name's not Portman? Is that what you're going to do next? That doesn't make any sense. And then I know it's probably that swole fat nigga, the one who said, I'm not going to say nothing about it. So he sent his little homies to do it. The swole fat nigga. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The Ed Vize show. These people, black folks are stupid. Black folks don't know how to build shit of their own. And let me tell you what they don't do. They don't fuck with white people. They don't fuck with white folks. Do you see them going around sweating white people like this? No, you don't. Do y'all understand why Oprah don't fuck with black people? This is why. Black folks are the worst people in the world. But I want y'all to understand the tactics that are being used. And I want y'all to understand that everything I say is 100% correct. Everything. Everything I say is 100% correct. Nobody has found one thing I have ever said that was a lie. That was hypocritical. Nobody. They did the same thing to Rihanna. They don't like the fact that Rihanna is in the Victoria swimsuit or whatever that is, runway. She's the one black chick they got on there. They don't like the fact that Rihanna's in the Forbes top money earning. So they keep saying the same shit. She got herpes. She let Chris Brown beat her up. And they keep saying it. Over and over and over. They just keep saying it. No matter what she does, she got herpes. Does that mean you don't listen to her music? How do you know she have herpes? What do you have? And here's the sad part about it. You have people who love to talk about other people, but as soon as somebody says something about them, they shrink up. That's why they hide their name and they hide their face. This is why I ask all of you, whenever you see somebody, this is why I'm different than a lot of other people. Because I say what I feel, and I show my face. I say what I feel, and I show my face. Who else do you know does that? Who else do you know puts their name, reputation, and everything behind what they say and believe? Who else? Because I have nothing to hide from and nothing to run from. When I was younger, I hated my father. I took my mother's last name because I hated my father. Because I felt my father was not there. I felt my father left us for another family. I hated him. Hated his guts. So I thought it would hurt him if I took my mother's last name.
It hurt him. I hated it because they made fun of it. Can't be no nigga my color with no crazy ass last name. Then I got grown. And I started to remember a lot of incidents that happened when I was young. And I started to remember that I was remembering things differently. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to turn that motherfucking heat off. Damn. Damn. Woo, boy. I had to turn that heat the fuck off. She shitting me? Damn. It was freezing in here a minute ago. To turn that bitch on and good Lord, hot as hell. And see, this is where having the video hurts me. When it was just tape, when it was just radio, nigga didn't know I just walked away. I got to explain shit now. The fuck, this nigga just walked off. Fuck all y'all bitches. Now it got hot in the summer. Damn. Oh. I'm going to take my pants off and do the show naked. Anyway, it was a process of when I grew up, I started to realize a lot of the shit that I was told when I was little was not true. How many of you guys have ever went through that? Where you grew up and realized a lot of the shit you thought as a youngster about some people ended up not being true? You saw one half? See, I felt my dad was a piece of shit dude. He was there for my other brothers and not me. He forced my mom into this bad situation. Then I grew up and realized, wait a minute. It's some shit you put out your mind that you remember that wasn't your dad's fault. That was your mom's fault. It's easy to hate the man when you live with the woman. That is the easiest thing to do, is to hate the one you don't live with. And the only time this stuff really came to my attention was when I had my daughter. And I realized, hold on a minute, some shit ain't right. Sometimes we get lied to. Going to the Is It Just Me, and then I want to talk to you guys about something that I've been trying here lately. Am I excited about it? A little bit. What is it, you ask? Tommy has become a vegan, and I'm going to slowly start telling you guys to become one too. Now, this shit is hard. I only been doing it for a week. The shit is difficult. You want to kick a motherfucker's ass and shit because you hungry. I was cussing all kind of motherfuckers out today online. Everybody say something. Somebody said, hey. I said, shut up, bitch. It was my mama. I had to apologize. Damn, not having no meat, no nothing. Man, it's killing me. I'm going to bring in some of y'all phone calls in a minute, but let's go into the Is It Just Me. They're telling me I need to get into the Is It Just Me. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Is It Just Me. Sponsored by Coke Zero. Looks like Coke, tastes like Coke. But at zero, count them zero calories. Go out and get you some Coke Zero. I'm going to be looking slim and trim by the stomach. Well, I look slim now, but anyway. You can too. Y'all ready? Let's go. Is it just me?
Or does it seem like many times the people you thought was on your side, that liked you just for you, ended up liking you for some shit you do? Case in point, there was a girl who was defending me, and I thought she was defending me because she liked what I say. Come to find out, she wanted to fuck me. And when I didn't fuck her, she went from being a friend to an enemy. Now I got some homeboys who I haven't heard from in years, who all of a sudden are trying to be my best friend, who telling me, hey buddy, I always knew you could do it. And I was like, hey buddy, why the fuck weren't you there when no one was paying me any attention, when it was me and three motherfuckers? Where were you then? Is it just me, or does it seem like genuine friendship and relationships are gone? That if someone's your friend, it's because they want to get something out of it. If someone moves next to you, they want to get something out of it. If someone suck your dick, well, I guess it's understandable that they're trying to get something out of it. But the point is, everybody's trying to get something out of the relationship they have with you. Nobody does anything without trying to get something from you. Ladies, you know it. These niggas be all on your Facebook page, thumbs up in your shit, telling you how smart you is. All in your inbox. Is that what they call it? Yeah, in your inbox. Telling you how good you look, and he want to fuck with you. You don't give him no pussy, next thing you know, he don't like nothing you say on your stat. He don't thumbs up shit. Why is it that nobody just likes somebody for somebody? I like people because of what they say and what they do. I don't want shit from them. All of y'all, every one of y'all can attest to the fact I've never asked you for shit. If I take to you and say that I like you, I like what you do, I don't ask you for shit. There are very few people who on YouTube I like, but I don't ask you for shit. I won't. Now, if I ask you for some pussy, it's just because I want some pussy. But hey, I won't play and act like I want your friendship. I want your pussy. But why is it that people play with each other so much? And then we have to end up never being able to trust anyone. You know, I think this is why people don't go out that much with each other no more. Because we live in a world full of takers. We live in a world full of people who lie on you, who only want something from you. The nigga that's sending that shit, he ain't trying to educate y'all. He trying to get my views. He trying to become relevant. That's it. If I was a nobody and nobody talked about me, he wouldn't say nothing. Because if he was doing what he's supposed to be doing, he'd be doing it with everyone. You don't do it with one someone, you do it with everyone. But we've gotten to a point where nobody want to fuck with nobody. You can't trust anybody. Does anybody else feel that way? Or is it just me? Ladies and gentlemen, this was the Is It Just Me? Is it just me, or does it just seem like, seriously, that you just can't trust anyone today? I believe that that's why a lot of people become isolated, because so many people have been hurt by so many damn people. So many people get hurt by other people, people they trusted, people they believed in. People who told you, I would never do this to you.
What you mean? I wouldn't fuck you with no condom if I had something.
Bam! Nigga done gave you something. Son of a bitch!
This Is It Just Me is brought to you, as always, by Coke Zero. Go to CokeZero.com or go to YourWorldMyViews.com. We're working on getting a new deal from them, as far as where they're trying to give you guys more than just free Coke Zero for the rest of the year, because, shit, that's just 2 weeks. That damn Diana Taurasi is an ugly bitch. I'm sorry, y'all. Those of you who are new to the show, I will go off on a tangent from what I see. If I see some shit, I got these TVs in front of me. If I see some shit, I'm going to say something about it. And I don't know if y'all know who Diana Taurasi is. Diana Taurasi is a basketball player. She's a dyke. Let's just call it what it is. That motherfucker look a mess. Anyway, I'm going to take some of y'all phone calls here early. The number is 347-989-8310. I would like to thank my man Rick Ross for joining the show. What a wonderful interview that was. What a wonderful guy he is. He's a nice cat. He really is. After the show, stayed up and he talked to me, told me how much he enjoyed the show. It's like when people come on the show, I make pretty lifetime friends with them. They enjoy the questions I ask. I guess maybe nobody else does it. I don't know. But I'd like to thank Mr. Rick Ross for coming on the show. And we are going to effort getting the other Rick Ross on the show because I like to be fair-minded. So we're going to get the other one on the show, too. And tonight, our guest is Miss Bobby Eaton. If you have not seen pictures of Bobby Eaton, go to Google. Bobby Eaton is sexy. I like sexy people. I like porn stars. Now, I know that's weird to hear y'all, for y'all to hear me say that. Because I say, well, he talk about them. Well, my thing is porn stars need to quit acting like they actresses. You just a bitch that fucks that I like to watch see fuck. Watch see fucked. Watch see fucked. Grammatically, that's not correct, but I like it. Anyway, I like to watch see fuck. She is one of the largest names on the internet. But I like porn stars. I do like them. As far as what they do, no, I wouldn't want to see my child do it. Have I ever bought any porn? No, I don't buy any porn. I don't even watch that much porn. But I just think it's a few of them that I really like. I just like watching them because every now and again, you know, when, I mean, it's not a big deal, but I don't know who does this. Does anybody else, sometimes you find yourself, I don't know, you find yourself by yourself, you turn on a little bit of porn. I mean, am I the only one that watches porn? Seriously. I'm going to look and read in some of these chat rooms. Does anybody else, be honest, we are all friends. Does anybody else buy, watch porn, especially online? We can head on over to youporn.com. I mean, come on now. Pornhub, yes. Yeah, that's right. Everybody, all right, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I like to watch porn, and every now and again I find myself... I touch myself. Goodness. I'm telling you. I tell people all the time, can't nobody do me better than me. I ain't had a chick ever in my life was able to do me better than me. And the porn stars helped assist me with that. Now, I think that has killed imagination. Because when I was 13 and 12 and I was beating my meat, I didn't need no porn. All I needed was a quiet space. Now I can't beat my meat without porn. I have to see porn. Now, porn is a bad thing. I will say it is corrosive to the mind. It is. Because then you'd be expecting your girl to do that stupid shit that you see this nasty trick doing. We're going to talk to the woman about her choice of profession. But I am going into the veganism. I have not eaten any meat. No pun intended. I have not eaten any meat in a week. That nigga rhyming like Jesse Jackson. And we're going to start a program on the show, and it's going to be myself and Rita G. Well, it's going to be Rita G, and she's going to be having a bunch of celebrities eat with her. And her program is going to be called I Can Beat Your Meat. Ms. Rita G is going to be saying, I can beat your meat. And the whole concept is she's going to cook a vegetarian meal for people, for all these celebrities. We're going to ask them if it's better than their meat diet, if she can get them to see a value in eating no meat. Because she got me to eat no meat. When we went to, I was in Houston, and I hung out with her. And she took me to show me some material. All kinds of stuff. And next thing I know, I was like, I don't eat no meat. So she was taking me to restaurants and taking me all kind of places. And we got the film footage of that as well, so I'm going to get that stuff up. We had a good time. And now I want to eat healthy, and I want to get black folks to eat healthy. I can talk to you all day about how bad black women are for you. Now I'm going to talk to you about how bad meat is for you. Black men got to X two things out of their diet, black women and meat. If you do that, no. You ain't got to X black women out of your diet, but you got to X some dumbass black women. But then I can say the same thing to black women. They got to X dumbass thugs out their life. I've seen some black women, and some of them in my family, great women, smart women, with a dumbass boyfriend. Like, how did... You were so smart. How did you get this nigga? And he got control of your head. This nigga's telling you what to do, and you doing it. I don't know how this works. Tonight, we got a great subject. We're going to be trying to find out how is it that white women, if black women say that black men are theirs, we all belong together, then how is it that it seems like white women, especially over the last 10 years when the marriage rate between black men and white women have doubled. I want to know, how is it that it seems, because I hear a lot of black women saying, white women are taking all the good men. Either they're gay with white women or in jail. And I've never understood that last part when they say all the good men are gay with white women or in jail. And I'm thinking, what good man is in jail? I mean, I'm just curious. What good man is just lounging in jail? I don't know. And if all the good men... You know what? I was ironic. They're actually showing this on Jane Velez Mitchell. About the damn meat and shit. They talking about it on there. It's like ever since I decided to do this, I see it all the time where people are seeing the treatment of those animals and what they're doing to them animals. And I understand you got to eat the motherfucker, but if you see what you eating, you'd have a problem eating it too. If you see what they're doing to these animals before they eat them, right now they plugging this monkey in the ass, just looking like Jerry Sandusky, the way they holding him over by his arm like this, or somebody plugging him in there. I don't know what that got to do with cosmetics. I just think those doctors is nasty and like fucking the monkey. I don't know what they're doing to the monkey, but he been over on the table and you see him go, ow. I don't know. They putting the motherfucking lamb in the trunk and shit. The nigga can't walk. Y'all need to turn it on. HLN, just turn it on there if you can. I know I'm going off on a tangent. Let me pull in a phone call. There's a lot of people on the line. Whoever these motherfuckers are in the chat room, why don't you call and show yourself? That's who I want to know. Let one of them motherfuckers call and show themselves. That would be an honor for one of them punk asses to call and show themselves. Let me see who Christopher Sullivan is. He done gave his whole name. What up, Chris? Well, I can't get him on. Chris, are you there?
Hey, man.
What's going on, Chris?
What I got to talk about is chickens out of their kill.
Chickens? Did you say chickens? What the hell happened? Christopher gone. Something happened. Chris lost chickens. He was going to tell us about how chickens are killed. That's a good subject because I saw. Well, first off, I'm looking for my damn headphones. Where am I? You know, it's fucked up. You can't find shit. This one you wish the camera was not on you because it looked like I'm just running from a killer and nobody knows. And I can't find shit. Chris need to call back in. Call back in, Chris. Get a better phone. Call in so I can hear your punk ass. But Chris was going to tell us about chickens and how they're killed. And I can say I saw a program about the killing of chickens. And that's some crazy, nasty stuff, how they kill them chickens. Let me bring in Vernon from the 804. What up, Vern?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm impressed. You're playing a little the vinyls here. That's why I like you. You got enough stuff where you show where you were influenced by the white kids in high school to play some stuff. It's like, and you say, I'm still down, but, you know, the white kid plays, so, you know, I kind of like that right there.
You know, hey, I'm diverse. I tell people all the time, I can literally, and I think all human beings need to be that way. I can fit in any environment.
Yeah, because you're you. You're not trying to impress anybody.
Nope. And I ain't never been able to impress somebody, so I just stopped trying.
No, man, but I saw your topic and damn near fell out of my chair, man. I was like, oh, my goodness, somebody's going to be mad at you after this show.
Now, okay, let me ask you, what do you think is going to be the part that pisses the people off? Because I'm going to let you guys talk about it throughout the show. I'm not going to do, you know, I normally wait till 10 o'clock to hit the subject. I'm going to let you guys talk about whatever you want to do throughout the show. What do you think is going to bother people the most about the subject?
You know, I think the thing that bothers is that I think there's always been this thing where they've always said there are not enough good black men. And I've always thought that was a lie. Because I don't think, number one, I don't think women know what a good black man is. Because especially
I don't think
you,
women know what a good man is.
I agree. And I think, for me, I made a decision just to be me. And I'm going to go out here and do the things that I want to do. I want to go to the places I want to go. And I also know, going up in school, if you got good grades, you didn't see hardly any black people in your classes.
That's true.
Now, I know you probably got some of the same experiences I had with you going to Georgia Tech and I going to Virginia Tech. You sit in class, you're the only black person in the classroom.
You're one of few black people walking across the yard.
Yeah. And if you go in there and if you go in there and handle your business, I guarantee you somebody's going to be impressed with it. And then you find out you got the same interests as they do. It's like, wait a minute. Because I remember growing up, you always told, well, you don't want to be around them. You need to stay here with us. And, you know, make sure you stay with us, get you a good woman here with us. And then you go to school, like, wait a minute. This girl kind of cute. She checking me out. We got the same interests. We talking about stuff. And you realize that part of what you were told as growing up was a lie. That, you know, you got good people all around.
And here's the thing that I was going to talk about mostly, and I'm going to revisit it again, but maybe you can talk about this, elaborate it, or know if it happened to you. I wasn't enamored with the fact that the girl was white. It was that it were white girls around me, and if they were nice, they were nice. I didn't walk around saying, I need a white girl with stringy hair. I literally just wanted to date somebody that was nice and sweet to me. That was it.
That was it for me, too. And the funny thing is that I remember at Tech, even in the early 90s, black women would get mad at you for talking to a particular. I was like, wait a minute. You know, you over there talking to that particular dude, I'm over here, I'm doing my thing. You know, if anything, why don't we just respect each other and just, you know, go about our business. But there was always this little buzz, I like to say, where the black girls would get mad about, you know, this dude, he only dates white girls. He only around white people. Well, if he's out there doing his thing and he's kind to people and he's obeying the laws and he's handling his business in the classroom and out in the community, why are you upset?
Exactly. And I always say this. I was never your top choice anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the note that the woman sent me today. She was telling me that I'm bad for black women. And the first thing came out of her mouth was, I'm black and you black as tar.
Yeah. Well, also, kept...
Go ahead.
Also think this. When you were hitting your books, you were at least you were never attractive to those women.
Nope.
And because I remember plenty. In fact, I had a girl come up to me no more than maybe a year or so ago, whom she was talking about. How come you and I never get together? I'm thinking because you never paid attention to me, and I was sitting right next to you in classes. Now here you are. Here you are. This chick's got three kids by three different dudes. She's supposed to be college educated, but she got three kids by three different dudes. And like, why didn't we get together? I'm going, I was right there.
You should have told her probably because you were busy making them damn kids you got.
It's crazy because you just sit there and you're thinking. Something you said a while ago, you said, you know, if you look at women's resume, they've got a thug and they got a high class dude on the same resume.
Yeah, I'm telling you, black women's resume is shitty. It's one of the shittiest resumes you could ever see. It's literally like watching a person give you their background, and in one breath it said he was a killer, and in the next one it said he was a philanthropist.
Yeah. And men, because one of the things I try to do is try to raise the bar on myself. I'm trying to be the best me that I can be every single day. Now, if it attracts a black woman, fine. If it attracts a white woman, fine. If it attracts a Hispanic woman, fine. A good man is a good man, irregardless of what he looks like. The problem is that there is this. I think part of it is that, you know, women have been, like I said, they've been told that, you know, there aren't enough good black men, and there have been people who've made a ton of money off of it. And trying to define, well, he's a good black man because he went to Morehouse, or he's a good black man because he has X number amount of dollars, or he's a good black man because he owns this. And it's not about those things. It's about the way you carry yourself as a person.
Why do you think that when black women see it seems to bother black women more when they see a black man with a white woman? Why do you think it bothers them more? Why do you think black men don't give the same outrage?
Well, because I think women have almost programmed it in themselves, like once you get out of school, especially, that you're supposed to wait for that black man to come in and come get you. And then you'll start this family and everything, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't work out that way. And I think there's women out here who are bitter about that. And so they get upset. But what they don't understand is that a lot of cases, that white woman who's been with will stand by him while that dude when he ain't got but a dollar in a dream.
I want to talk about something later in the show, and I definitely want to get your opinion on this, and I hope you stick around because I want to bring you back. I want to talk about the video I did about Derrick Rose, and I know I found out yesterday that Derrick Rose had a baby by his longtime girlfriend. I noticed that every time these black athletes get babies, it's by their girlfriend. It's never by their wife.
No.
And I always tried to figure out, why is it that RG3 and Tiger Woods can date and fuck white women exclusively and come up with no babies?
Well,
but as soon as you fuck a black chick, she comes up with babies. So I want to get your opinion, but I want you to think about that and see if I have any merit. And I want to talk to you about that when I bring you back on the show later, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310.
Hey, man.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
I was calling about chicken. Hello? Yo, hey.
Hello.
Anyone?
Yeah.
I was calling about the chicken. How chicken got killed?
I don't know. You got switched over.
No, man. I was calling about how chicken got killed. How they're strung upside down, and you know, they get circular sores on their head, and they just get that shit ripped off. Shit, nigga, what's going on? Shit, what's going on? Nigga, what's going on, man? I can't hear shit. Shit. Is that you? Hey. Oh, shit, my watermelon just dropped on the floor. Shit, man. The fuck's going on? Can you hear me? Hey, nigga, what's going on? Aw, get your old punk ass back in here. Dude. Fuck, man. Can't believe this shit. You know what I think? Obama. He's shit, man. Who the fuck put him in office?
Something's wrong. What the hell?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
What, could he not hear me?
No, he could not hear you.
Cause I'm
so I removed him.
Huh?
I removed him.
What the hell? And you have to help me out when this stuff like that gone, because I can't tell when I'm...
Yeah.
There's something wrong on my end, man. On this other thing, I can't hear. I need to bring in another caller. Can you bring in another one? I can't even see the voice.
Yeah, I can do that.
And then bring in one, and then tell me who the Negro is.
Let's bring in Garrett. I'm sorry, Garrett. Hold on.
His name is what?
Garrett.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
What up, Garrett?
What's going on? What the hell was that white? What was that crazy white boy talking? Man, you got the wrong dude in here, man. He was trolling his ass.
I don't know what he was talking about. I said this is gonna go all the way left.
I was like, but like you couldn't hear anything but him. Like you couldn't say shit. There was nothing. You just heard him talking shit.
He said something about Obama. And he said something about the watermelon. I said, yeah, this ain't gonna go right.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna go right. I mean, I wanted to touch upon that. On the whole vegan thing, I don't understand. Why does it matter how it's murdered? If they do it in a nice way, or if it's a slaughterhouse, I don't know. I don't understand because I've talked to a whole bunch of vegans, some that I've worked with, gone to school with, and I would always challenge them. I'm like, so they would always say, and my mom's a vegetarian, and she would say, she's like, it's the way they treat the animals. So I'm like, if they treated it nicely, would you still eat it? No. Well, then that's not your reason. That's the excuse that you're giving.
Well, I think let me say this. The reason I'm trying to become a vegan, and there's a difference for people. They need to know there's a difference between a vegan and a vegetarian.
Yes.
A vegetarian just doesn't eat meat. A vegan doesn't eat beef. A vegan doesn't eat any meat at all.
And they stay away from, well, the vegans actually stay away from, like, milk because it comes from a cow, eggs because it comes from chicken, so it's a lot more extreme. But my thing would then be, you're killing plants. How can you justify that? How can you say...
Well, because it's not about, they're not saying about the killing. They're saying about the fact that if you look at it, we as human beings aren't made to eat meat. That's why our bodies and stuff are so fucked up. That's why we die of ridiculous heart conditions. Cancers, all because we're eating beef, all because we're drinking a cow's milk. That's not what that cow's milk is for. It's for creating a 300-pound adult. It's full of fat. It's full of cholesterol. You know they drew blood from a man who I saw video footage where they drew the blood from a man who had eaten a steak, let it set in a room overnight, and the motherfucking blood separated from the fat that he had eaten. That was all going through his bloodstream.
Right, but I think there are certain things like chicken. Like what is wrong? Like I work out. You know, I eat grilled chicken almost every day. That's like 4 or 5 days a week. I'm pretty much on a strict diet. You know, like that's what I eat. I work out, and I get this. It's got protein in it, so that's why I eat grilled chicken. And I can't see, like, I understand. You know, other meats that are like pork. I don't eat pork. I just don't like it. Whatever. That's just my reason. I don't like the way it tastes. And I was actually a vegetarian for 15 years until I was like in high school, sophomore, junior. That's when I started to, you know, like my mom gave me my own choice if I wanted to eat. So I started eating it. But, you know, I don't eat it like that. I eat chicken all the time, though. And I just can't.
Let me just say this. Since I've stopped eating meat, like today I went to the restroom, and I don't know how to say this, but I got to say it. Like, you know, when you eat some meat, sometimes you go, shit, it take a while. When you eat it just come out and you feel comfortable. You don't feel, like, I don't feel stressed. It was just coming out.
I think it depends on your diet because I eat, like, I'm pretty boring with my food every single day for breakfast, a cup of oatmeal, and I use 1% milk or 2% milk, a banana, strawberries, and a few raisins, like 15 or 20 raisins. And that's
no, you
it.
Have
and
a good appetite. You have a good a diet. I'm really not saying that. Like, I think I'm going to go from a vegan then, like, move back up when I realize this shit is stressful. Because, like I'm saying, this shit is stressful. It make you hate everybody. It ain't shit I can eat. And nothing is filling. It's almost like eating Chinese food all day.
I get stuffed off of Egg Foo Young and some fucking fried rice. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Man, but 15 minutes later, you be full. You be hungry again. Everything I eat, it be good for the moment. And I don't. And see, the thing is, I didn't think it would be that difficult for me because, one, I love bell peppers. Two, I love mushrooms. Three, I love tomatoes. So I'm already in there. Then I love corn. I like a lot of vegetables.
Me too.
And I like fruits. So I thought it wouldn't be that damn hard. But nigga, I want a steak.
It's hard, man. It doesn't seem like it's ever fulfilling enough. That's why I eat like 5 or 6 times a day. But what I do is like I'll eat the fruits between, or it's like a late night snack if I have a craving for something. But like fiber, like the oatmeal, man, that leaves me like satisfied, you know.
Now that oatmeal does, but you get tired of that shit, man.
You know what? I try to stop eating for pleasure.
I tried to dress up oatmeal anyway. I put some oatmeal on my girl pussy one time. I was so stressed out about how to dress it up.
Listen, I'm telling you, do this. I promise you, and I don't put no sugar in it. I'm telling you, I just take the oatmeal, put some cinnamon in it, put some strawberries, some raisins, and bananas in it, and milk and. It is amazing.
Wait. You put no sugar in it.
No sugar, and it's amazing. I swear. I used to buy cinnamon sugar because I used to think it had it. But the moment I started putting like all the fruit in it, like the strawberries and the bananas are sweet. It sweetens up everything in there. You do not need it.
That is true.
I promise. It is so good. You do not need it. Just
like Garrett, I don't know if you're watching the screen right now, but I'm gonna tell people. Here's the thing that I've gotten. I've gotten these Planters nuts, and they ain't giving me no money, but I'm gonna still give them a shout out. Planters nuts for digestive health. Because, you know, they say you eat a bunch of fruits and nuts. And then I got honey roasted nuts. And then when I go to bed, I give my girl D's nuts. Now.
D's. And then you give her the chin nuts. Like, hell no, you know bitch, you got a chin now.
You know, like that dude said on that commercial, you're going to love my nuts. I said, they know he wrong for saying that. You're going to love my nuts. Nasty fucker, you.
You know those
but
guys
no,
making
I,
up
but
the little jingles.
So you
jingles?
Sound like you eat healthy, and I've seen a few of your pictures. You like you in pretty good shape. Have you always been like into your physical fitness?
Well, actually, honestly, man, a long time ago, man, I got like addicted to a video game, Final Fantasy, and I became one of those gamers, and I was like super obese. I was like 330 pounds. Now it didn't look as bad.
Damn.
I'm 6'4". Yeah, but I was 6'4". You know, so I was like, so I got so big, and it was just like it was crazy because my girl always worked out. And I always was fit because I've been a mech like 15 years. I always used to ride my bike. And I just let myself go for a year, and I'm sure I would never get to that point again. And was working out all the time. And then I got into it. Then it became like a lifestyle where, like, I would do anything just to work out. So I make sure, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And it's pointless to work out. I eat right. it's counterproductive.
Exactly.
They're going to do it, do it all.
Yeah. Right. Your body's like a car. If you get a, and I like what the guy at the seminar was saying. He said if you buy a Lamborghini and you put diesel fuel in, it's just going to blow up the engine.
Yep. You got to fuel your body. And that's another thing. So then you start to realize once you start working out and you start, like, pushing yourself, when I started, like, benching, especially when I started, like, heavy in the bench, like, you know, 315, 325, if I did not eat right prior, I would have a terrible, could not lift it. But if I ate right, I'm racking up three sets on it. So it really just depends. It just depends. You have to eat accordingly. You have to eat. And you have to get that protein to nourish your muscles. You have to.
I agree. And you know what? I like what you said about your story. Is that you said, you know, your girl was in shape, so it made you get in shape. And I tell people this all the time, and it's no offense to nobody. Ugly people can't get you to do shit.
Well, she got down on me because she's always had, like, a super – I mean, she's like a fitness trainer now. She went to school for that, and so, I mean, she always had, like, the six-pack and stuff. So, I mean, when she started getting down on me, I don't think she approached the situation right. I had to find out for myself. But, you know, she was just like, stop being a lazy piece of shit, motherfucker, get up off your ass. Like, that didn't work for me. Leave me the fuck alone.
No, but but that's what happened to me when I went out to – when I was out to Houston, I went to hang out – I went to see Rita, and she was like, well, come – and I went to hang out with them. And when I was hanging out with them, they were, like, making fun of the fact that I kept eating a bunch of meat. And then, you know, they were pretty fine. So it's easy for you to – if a motherfucker fine, it's easy to try some shit. Like if an ugly bitch had said, you need to stop eating meat, I wouldn't listen.
I'm going to eat more.
Ugly bitch can tell me a train coming. I won't believe it. I get hit by that train. Fuck it. That ugly bitch is lying. There's a train coming. Shut up, ugly bitch. A pretty bitch can tell you to give her your money. You will hand her your wallet. I'm so glad she didn't ask me for my money. I would have gave it to her. She said, you should stop eating meat. I said, you're right. Then I said, wait a minute. You didn't say beating my meat, son of a bitch. I done sat up here and agreed to some shit I don't believe in now. But it's hard. But I do want to express this more to black people. But, and the reason why is, again, we can sit around and talk about black men, black women, and relationships all day. But we're not dying from lack of relationships, right?
That's true. That's the
think about it. Ain't nobody dying because their baby daddy left. Ain't nobody dying because a bitch treated them bad. Ain't nobody dying because somebody threw a rock through. Well, they maybe. But ain't nobody dying for these dumbass reasons that we arguing about every day. But nobody talks about the fact that black people are dropping like flies because we eating crap. We don't work out. We don't go nowhere. We sit in the house all day and cuss each other out on YouTube and eat snacks and chicken and salami and shit. And then you start smelling that shit and it starts seeping through your pores and shit.
That's a cultural thing, you know? Because
yep.
When I used to live in the west side of Chicago, dude, every motherfucking day, seriously, like, it's flaming hot shit. Laffy Taffy's, Doritos, Pop, all that. I'm serious. Like, that's it. You know, that is it. It's just, you walk through the hood, you guarantee to see somebody with some flaming hot damn pickle. You're like,
you're right.
Like, you're going to see it. That's just,
think
that's
about
it.
They have made Americans look like, you know how the horses, I don't know if you know much about farming, but you put the feed bag on the horse.
Right.
Think about how we eat. Just think about any time you've ever went somewhere and see people eating. We look like those horses with feed bags on us. We're buried into some crap. We're buried in, and then you have to ask yourself, how is McDonald's able to sell you a whole meat meal for $3.99 when meat used to be exclusive to rich people? You had to be rich to have meat. In Panama, you got to be rich to have meat. We didn't have meat like that. You got a goat, and you fucked that goat up, and you ate his ass for a month.
Yeah, you know what? It's only really America. I've my ex was Bosnian. I've been to Greece, Italy. This portion control, man. When I was going there, that's just my mentality. Like I want to order two plates because it's so small. Because that's what I'm used to a lot, a full plate. But that's actually a correct serving size, you know. Like my mom, she's another one. When she measures out everything, she weighs everything. When you see like this is a serving. that's a serving. But you would fucking put the mashed potato place. That's just like four servings. You wouldn't even think about it.
Well, you had no choice then. That's good. Garrett, I want to bring you back when we talk about the topic of the show, because I know you got some opinions on that. So I want to bring you back when we get to that part of the show, all right?
All right, for sure.
All right. That's all I haven't talked to in a while. I haven't talked to McBib. Now let me talk to Matthew. Matthew want to ask me about one of my videos. There's a lot of y'all on the phone. Let me get to you guys. Matt want to talk about He's Not My Son. Matt, you not my son?
Nah, I don't know, man.
About my video, which said that he's not your son. He's your son. He's not your man. What did you think about that video?
Oh, brother, I even commented on your page. I was like, damn, that's so true. Because it's like me and my wife, because long story short, my mother got sick. So at the time, I had a really good paying job. So I offered to help her with the bills. Because I really wanted to move out, do my own thing. And, you know, she was like, oh, well, I can't, if I pay the mortgage, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. So I was like, all right, I'll help you out, whatever, whatnot. And basically 5 years later, when I meet my girl and we getting ready to try to start building our own thing, and it's like every day her and my girl was like arguing, like battling back and forth every single day. And then it got to a crux where my girl asked her, she's like, what did you expect? Like, did you think he was never going to find someone and want to get married and move on? And she was like, no. And I was kind of like, whoa, like, really? Like, you know, you thought I was just going to be alone helping you, paying all your bills? Because over time, it went from helping out to I'm holding up the whole, you know, the whole bargain and everything like that. And when I heard the video, man, because I was at work, so I was just listening to it, you know, on YouTube or whatever. And so when I heard it and I was listening to you, like, your commentary on it, I was like, damn. Because I was, you know, I was the child of a single mom. And, you know, I knew my father, whatever, whatnot. She never kept me from him or anything. But when some of the things you were saying, it was like, now that I look back on it, because I didn't see it at the time. So I look back on it, and I'm like, wow.
But what people don't understand is that's where I get a lot of my stuff from. I get a lot of my stuff from just me looking back over time and reanalyzing things. And I think everyone should be able to do that. You should always go back and think about the position you held. If you held this position in 2000, it's 2012. Go back and try to figure out why you held that position. Don't just hold on to that position because you held it. And I go back and I look at a lot of things of the ways I acted. And I think about people I've seen, just like you were talking about, and I've seen women and their weird love for their sons. It almost borderlines on the incestuous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. And it's weird because it's not even that, man. I ran the whole gamut. Like, I be listening to your video. Like, I came into your videos like actually this Monday. And I started watching, I got addicted, and I've actually got some friends of mine addicted. And because a lot of what you're saying, I had two ex-girlfriends that actually fit exactly some of the stuff that you be talking about. I had one girl told me, because I broke up with her because she was an alcoholic, and she was like, oh, well, just give me a baby, you don't need to be involved. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you know how I feel about being a father, so why would you even come to me on some, oh, just give me a baby and you don't got to be bothered? I'm like, nah, I wouldn't even do that to a child. That's true. And then I had another chick I met that, you know, I knew she had a son or whatever, but then she tried to trap me because she was already pregnant and I was foolish enough to actually do it without a condom. So she played some game on me like, because what happened was I was getting ready to break up with her because she was on some foolishness too. And she was like, oh, well, I wanted to tell you I'm pregnant. And I'm like, well, I'll take care of my responsibility, and I'll be involved as much as I can, but I'm not going to be with you. And she was like, well, if you're not going to be with me, I'm getting an abortion. And I was like, no, she said, if I'm not going to be with her, she's going to keep it, and if I do get with her, she's going to get an abortion. I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, no. I'm like, you're not going to do that. I felt like, because my concern was the baby's life. So I'm like, if that's the case, then I just won't be with you if that's the case. But it was like, catching her in lies. So I was just kind of like, because she slipped up and told me, like, actually she slipped up and told my mother that this other dude had given her money for an abortion, some older dude I didn't even know nothing about. Now, she told me it was a whole different situation. She was like, oh, he was, you know, he found this camera. He found a nice camera in the middle of the street. I'm like, all right, whatever. So he's like, so she was like, oh, you know, so I changed it in for some money. But she told my mom a complete different story. So when my mother told me, and keep in mind, I also noticed the chick was bigger the second time I saw her. Because it was kind of like a long-distance thing. She lived in Tampa, and I lived in upstate New York. So she came up the second time, and I'm noticing, like, this chick is busting out her clothes. And so, like you said, I'm looking back on the stuff, like, and I'm like, wait a minute. She told me she's pregnant, and I put two and two together because she kept saying when we first met, she was like, how do you feel about having a girl? Like, do you want a girl? And I'm like, well, I prefer a son, but, you know, I'll take whatever God gives me. And so I was always trying to focus on, like, boy names. She was like, oh, what about girls? And I'm like, wait a minute. And then, like, I see on my MySpace, because at the time, MySpace was hot at that time, I see that she's talking about, oh, my daughter this. I'm like, wait. So I'm putting it all together, and I'm like, oh, she thought she was slick. She thought she was going to get me trapped or something like that. And I ended up seeing through her lies. So, like, when I was going through all your videos, man, I'm like, wow. It's like, you know, I didn't see it, but, like, now that I've seen your videos, and I've always had that inner, like, something ain't right, and it's like you just, watching your videos just kind of brought it right out. And I'm like, it's for real. And I'll tell you one more thing, and I'll be off the phone. And it's funny because my wife is kind of light-skinned, but she's you know, both her parents are black, but she's kind of fair-skinned, you know? And so there was this lady that she worked with. Everyone called her grandma because she was, like, one of the grandmas. My wife's a teacher. So she's, like, she teaches at a Head Start, and they have, like, where they have little babies, so they have, like, little grandmas and stuff that come in to help out. So keep in mind, another dark-skinned older woman is causing all this havoc. She's up in there telling people about me and my wife's marriage. She don't even, keep in mind, she met me like for 2 hours. She's in there telling people about our marriage, my wife keeps me from my mother, this and that, how I'm unhappy, I was forced into it. And I'm like, wow, like she's really in there talking, just causing drama. Then she threatens someone else, talk about, oh, I'll cut you. I know people. I'll cut you. And I'm like, and she said this on the job. She said this in a school setting. And it's just like some of the stuff that you, like, I see in some of the news stories that people send you and you comment on them. I'm like, damn, like, I can't even say it's not true. Cause it is.
Yeah, why do you think so many people get mad at me when it's not like I'm making shit up? I'm just reporting what people are sending me.
You know what, brother? It's the truth. I love the truth. I'm like, I'd rather you tell me that my breath smells like a turd hanging out of dog's behind, then you lie and say my breath smells like peppermint. You know what I'm saying? I love the truth. You know, I love everything you do. And I do, I get a lot of kickback, too. Like, when I post stuff on Facebook, and it's funny, brother, that I came into your videos because I always used to talk about how women always be talking about how men ain't shit and this and that and they ain't no good men. And I'm like, listen, if you knew that, I always say, if you get an old dictionary, it'll tell you what the definition of a nigger is. It's that someone is dumb and unintelligent. So if you're saying that niggas ain't shit, then you are correcting your assessment. The question is, why are you messing with niggas? Why don't you mess with a black man or a good, intelligent black man as opposed to messing with niggas? So why, you already made the observation that niggas ain't shit, but yes, you're still going to put your hand in the pot. And I always tell women, like, listen, if I'm in the jungle and a lion raped me, okay, and then I stay in that jungle and then a tiger raped me, I'm the damn fool. How you going to sit around and I'm going to blame, oh, tigers ain't shit. Lions ain't shit. Listen, what am I doing in the jungle then? I should have got my ass out the jungle the first time a lion raped me. You know, it's just common sense. That's why I love you, brother, because it's like somehow, some way, like it must have been God sent that I came into your videos, because I tell you, I get more kickback from women on my Facebook page when I post stuff like that. Now, let me post something about brothers. Oh, I got 20 likes from all the women on my Facebook, and I get like 2 likes when I put something up there about women.
And you see, like, when I posted, I don't know if you saw, I posted a video saying black men learn to control your dick or something like that. Man, them hoes thought that was the greatest video ever made. Mm-hmm. Now, how you going to go from I hate this guy to I love this video? Just because I'm talking about, and I purposefully did it. I generalized the hell out of men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I said shit like every black man and all this shit, and it got 3 thumbs down and over 100 thumbs up, and I kept saying, this is stupid.
Yep. Yeah, because you know what it is? It's like, I think you said it before. It, the shoe is always tighter when it's on your foot. And so when you hear stuff about other people, and then they say, oh, well, this person is this, and this person do that, and this person do that. And it's another thing I just want to put out there, brother. Some women always say, especially those kind of women, men are dogs. And I said, well, if I'm a dog, then you a bitch, because that's a version of a female dog. So if you laying with a dog, that makes you a female version of a dog, man. So it's like, black men nowadays are so demonized. It's like we don't have an ally on this in the face of this earth, because it's like you were saying, we got to deal with the angry, crazy, psychotic, ghetto chick, and then we got to deal with racism and everything else. And it's enough to make a brother go insane sometimes. It just snap, like you said, the one video, dude got AIDS from the chick and turned around and stabbed him and this and that. It's like, it's just that now he was wrong for what he was doing, don't get me wrong. But nevertheless, it's just like it's so much pressure. It's like a keg, powder keg all the time, and there's just so much pressure on us. And it's like we bear the brunt of not only our own mistakes, but then the mistakes of those who brought us forth, and those who don't want to admit or fess up that they made mistakes themselves. Because I can say that my mother probably did some stuff too. I came in, they said I had the shakes. So what was my mother doing for me to have the shakes when I was born? But that was never told. It was blamed on my father. My father was doing coke, this and that. So, it's always more than, it's like a project building. There's always more than one story. But
right.
Only
and we have,
the
thing about us as men is if we don't gather together and tell our own stories, then our stories will be told for us. And it's the one thing, the reason why the blacks in general don't have a history, because they weren't able to tell their stories. And then I want to say this, and I hope you stick around for the subject, because I want to talk to you about that too. I'm about to get to my guest after the commercial, but I want to say this to you before you go. Have you noticed that during slavery, black men were told, and black people in general were told by their captors what they could and couldn't talk about, so hence their history was lost. If you look at what's happening now, black women are telling black men what they can and can't talk about. And that's why the histories of our fathers is generally lost. They are suppressing information that can help black men. Black women are in an all-out effort to suppress male discussion. Tell me I'm lying. We are the only group of people who the only time we can talk is if we go to the barbershop. The only time we can get really each other's opinion is when we hide in corners, just like slaves. Slaves, the only time they could pass down a story is when they hid and told stories to each other. Black men have become slaves to black women. We can't even talk about black women. They shuts it down. I see why nobody wants to do what I'm doing. I see why most of you brothers hide your face. Who would want to show your face and have strangers that you don't know, that you've never met, take the effort and the time in which they're trying to destroy me over videos? Not that I've went out and done something, but they don't like the content of videos that they can ignore. It's called information suppression. The information that I'm giving out, people, and I want to say this before I go to the break, and we're about to come back with my girl, Bobby Eden. The information that I'm giving out, please understand, if it was worthless, nobody would care. Nobody would bother me. Just like when they're giving out sugar on Halloween. Nobody cares. It's worthless. All it's doing is destroying the teeth, the nutrition of those who consume it. And that's what Housewives of Atlanta and all of that stuff is doing. And you notice that stuff is backed and subsidized by the United States government. But the stuff I say, they got to send out their minions. They got to send out their people to shut that down. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to a break, and we're going to come back with the beautiful, the fabulous, the sexy, all of that and then some, Miss Bobby Eden. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am. You know this is
This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know and I know there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue, because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman, and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call it 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690. And tell them Your World, My Views sent you.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
I'm a filthy rich executive. I hear the market's down a million points. I freak out. I spill my large espresso. The searing pain makes me slam on the brakes. Uh-oh, your fault. And your 15-minute insurance may not cover my $90,000 car, so I sue you, because that's what I do. So get Allstate. You save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. This is Your World. Now, we're about to go into a little interview here with... Now, I just recently found out about this young lady, but she is a huge sensation. She is a Dutch pornographic adult film actress and an international model. She is, well, you guys can see her on, I think they should have the photos up. You guys should be able to see her on the pictures. This is a beautiful woman, and an entrepreneur, woman who has her own thing going on in the business. I'm going to talk to her more about the business, about her role in the business, how she got in the business, and all of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a true Your World, My Views welcome to Miss Bobby Eden. Miss Eden, how's it going?
Hi, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I love that accent.
Well, you have a sexy voice, too.
Why, thank you. Let me ask you this. What is your native language?
Dutch.
Okay, now Dutch is not German, but can Dutch people understand Germans?
The most Dutch people can understand German because we're neighbors. But, yeah, Dutch is, yeah, it's like from the Netherlands. And right. German is from Germany, so. But most of the time we can understand each other.
Because I always found it funny when I was learning Germany, when we would say, do you speak German, you would say, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, sprechen Sie Deutsch, aber natürlich.
So I would look at it and I would say, well, we're saying Deutsch, but it's German, and so but the Dutch
yeah,
don't speak because it sounds like Dutch. So what is the money there? What do you guys, is it the euro? Is everybody on the euro now?
We have the euro, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you about what it is you do, because after hearing about you, I became a huge, huge fan of yours, I must say. And I'm actually not a big porn guy. Let me ask you, and I know you get this a lot, how did you get into the industry?
Actually, I started about, I think, 14 years ago shooting some pictures. And I actually sent them into a men's magazine. And I did with the contest, there was a penthouse contest, and I was a runner-up. And since then, actually, it started to grow more on me, so I did some more nude modeling and sexy modeling. And after 4 years, I decided to do my first movie. It was actually a girl-girl movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so how did... Because I always ask this question, and we are like the home of Playboy, so all the Playboy models come onto my show as well. And I always ask them, how did their family feel about them being in that, you know, doing Playboy? And I had one girl who said her father was like her biggest fan. He was giving around the magazine. He was like, look at my baby in there. So I want to ask you.
Well, in the beginning, they were very proud. They really liked it. It was very softcore. I did Playboy, Penthouse, all the magazines. And it was most of the time solo, so then they were like, okay, the pictures look nice, you look pretty cool and decent still for, you know, not but really hardcore stuff. But
right.
When I decided to do movies, my mom was, yeah, she was not so happy about it.
Right, because the Dutch are typically conservative, right?
Well, we are pretty open, I think, actually. But, it's, you know, I think it is a different thing when your daughter is, you know, suddenly coming up like, okay, I'm going to do movies or I did a movie. I think that is different. That is, yeah.
Yeah, porn is fun to watch until it's your daughter in the scene.
Yeah. Then it's like, okay. So, but now, you know, they have seen me growing. They have, like, seen me doing things, and they see that I'm doing very well. So they accepted it, and I think it took them a while to give it a little bit of a place inside their life. And they're actually, I think they're really, really proud now.
All right, well, good deal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the phone with international adult film star Miss Bobby Eden. If you don't know, go check her out. And before we continue, let them know about your website, where they can find more information about you.
That's BobbyEdenLife.com.
Good deal. And, guys, she is amazing. I mean, just an amazingly beautiful woman. And with you being that beautiful, like I said, you have model looks. Who was the first one that was able to talk you into going down to this road? Because I would try to talk you into having sex with me, and especially on camera. it would have been easy for me. I'd have been like, baby, we need to do this on camera.
Well, actually, it was my ex-boyfriend at that time. I was pretty young, and I was always curious, you know, about doing new stuff, and I really liked to do the photos. So he said, well, why are you not, you know, going a step further and doing some movies? And I was not ready for it yet, but after I met a few photographers, because after 4 years doing only modeling, you know, have you seen it, you have done it, and there's not really a lot left in the magazine world.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready, and I was older. I was 22 when I started to doing my own movie. And that was actually after I was on a set of a porn movie. And I got so intrigued by it. I was pretty curious how it would be if it was me in the scene. So that's when I decided, you know, I'm going to try it out. And I really liked it. I had a good experience. So, yeah.
Okay, now here's a question I always ask when I have people from the adult entertainment industry in.
Yeah.
I've heard some people say they're really, and it always shocked me when I hear it. They say, well, I don't really like sex like that. It's like a job. How do you approach it? Is like sex something that it was easy for you to do because you really enjoyed it, or is it like a job?
Well, I think when you're younger and when you haven't done so much, because at that moment he was my first boyfriend, so I was very curious about some other males and girls. I was like, oh, because my first time for a camera was also the first time that I had sex with another man. So the first few years, I really enjoying it, was everything new. And I think after a while, I still love it, but I think you know how it works. So you don't know, how do you say it? Most of the time, the most spontaneous things are going away. And that's why I decided to work for myself, because then I can still have my own people to work with, and I can still have that same, you know, sparkle that I didn't have maybe the last few times that I did a movie for somebody else, because they direct you what to do. So then it's not always so fun, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Does
that
make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, and I want to ask you about that. Being a woman in the industry, when they first get you guys into the industry, you don't have much control, and it seems like, because I've talked to a lot of the adult film stars, and they talk about the lack of control and then the fact that they'll start being asked to do things that they're not comfortable with. Jenna Jameson talked about that. That's why she decided to become her own entity. Is that one of the reasons why you became your own entity? Because some of the things that the men were asking you to do in the industry kind of felt like it's not sexy anymore. It's more of degrading.
Well, I think I have been pretty lucky in my career, what I did, because I did build up a name in the magazine industry in the beginning. So that's why I could actually say with who I wanted to work with, what I wanted to do, what I didn't want to do. And my personality is pretty strong. So if there was something coming up, like, okay, we're going to do this, because they always ask you. The only thing is, are you strong enough to stick with your, you know, to stick with your principles and say, no, I don't want to do this, or because that's pretty hard. Because if you're on a set as a girl, especially when you're young, and there are a lot of directors, a lot of people who are getting involved, you know, they always try to talk you into the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of girls, is then maybe money-wise a bigger issue. So if maybe for a few hundred bucks more, they would probably do the scene. But that was never my intention. I always wanted to do things, you know, what I would never regret, or at least at that time made the right decision. And, of course, you know, there are scenes that are not really, you know, on my favorite list, but at least I tried it and I stood behind it when I was doing it. So I think that is a kind of a difference, I think, with some girls and some girls that are stronger maybe.
Well, I like that. I like your attitude towards it, and you seem like you have a great attitude towards it. I got to ask you a self-serving question. You ready?
Yes.
I have not seen you do much work since I've been doing studying, and you know, the only reason I was looking up your stuff was it was purely research, nothing more, nothing pleasurable, just purely research.
I believe you.
And I was noticing the lack of color. I didn't see, and I had, I forgot what her name is, Dylan Ryder.
Dylan Ryder.
Yeah, she was on the show, and she said she's never done porn with a black guy, and she said she was not interested in doing porn with a black guy. I haven't seen all of your work, but have you ever done porn with a black guy, and if not, why not?
I actually never have done porn with a black guy, and they call it an interracial scene. I did a scene with an Asian guy, a half black guy, a guy from Morocco, but I never really did a scene with a black guy. And probably that's because Denzel Washington was not really on my doorstep.
So
otherwise,
would you do
I would
it?
Probably have done it right away. No, I
so
have
would
never
you do
done it?
It
yet. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Well, I would like
know,
to volunteer
there,
to be the,
thing, the
guy
the
in
thing
the movie.
Is, I think if I would do an interracial scene or another scene that I haven't done before, like a gangbang or, you know, whatever, I would rather do it for my own site, so then I really enjoy it than, you know, putting it out there and, you know.
So, well, you know, sleeping with a black guy is almost like a one-man gangbang.
They say it, huh? Once you go black, you never go back.
It's like sleeping with a bunch of people at once.
<Woo-hoo>.
this turned me already on by talking about it.
Yeah, we like to talk like that, and then we get into bed and disappoint you. It's just a myth. It's just a myth. Now, I want to ask you, what is the difference between how people react to you in, like, different countries? Like, you travel around the world. Are there certain places that you like going because the reaction is different and it's more a warm reception, and some places you go where it's a little colder and you like to stay low-key because the reception of the people may not be as warming as other places?
Well, I have done many countries. I did a lot of tours and festivals. In like Holland, people know me, of course, but they are more laid back. It's like, okay, just normal, and that's enough. In Germany, the people are very demanding and very exciting. It's like, it's kind of different in Germany. I think, yeah, German people aren't, yeah, how do I say this nicely? I don't really like... I don't really like the people, the fans in Germany, because they are very strong and talking to you in a pretty rude way most of the time. I've been to Finland. I liked Finland. And a lot of girls there. I have a lot of girl fans there, hot girls. So I really like that too. And the states, I always like, because, you know, there are so many different states.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Well, let me ask you this then, about the type of porn that you do and the type of things you've done. What is the most pleasurable? Like, if you do it, like, you look forward to doing a scene. I know there's got to be some. What I want you to ask me two questions. What is the type of scene that you look forward to and it's like it's really work? And what's the type of scene you look forward to and you're like, it's like, this is good stuff. I like doing this. What is the thing that is work for you to do, and what's the thing that's a lot of pleasure?
I think if I'm doing a scene and I'm not being directed, I think those are the best scenes for me. So I can let myself go. I can come whenever I want to come, even if I want to come once, twice, three times, four times. And
ooh,
the guy is,
I need a water break.
And I think if you have a chemistry with somebody, so don't have to always be a beautiful person. I like the chemistry. So I think the teasing part with a lot of foreplay, and then just keep it going. Just go like fireworks. I think that will be working for me. And also, I must admit, the setup would be really nice, because if you're in like a basement where it's cold and you have cold towels and all the stuff, then it's not really working out so much. Or when it's freezing outside and you do a scene outside, I've done that. That's not really working out so well. So
it's
a comfortable
hard to look,
place would
it's
be
hard
nice.
To look sexy when you got goosebumps.
Yeah. Yes. And you get the blue lips and, like, I mean, every lip you can think of. So that doesn't really work out for me.
Understandable. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live with the beautiful and the fabulous Miss Bobby Eden, international adult film star. Now, I got to ask you, there was something that happened here in the United States, and I'm pretty sure you heard about it, when it was a cause between a Mr. Marcus was here, and then there was a syphilis outbreak. And I've talked to a lot of the adult film stars since then, and they talked about almost like the risk factor that goes into doing porn. How do you feel about that element of it, where you would have somebody like Mr. Marcus who would basically circumvent the controls that you have in the industry that try to keep you guys safe, and you have someone who would actually doctor their test results so that they can work and put the rest of the people in at risk?
I would probably chop his balls off first. But I think maybe that's why also when I started working for myself, because the industry is a risk, even though we're all tested. And you see now, you know, they're, you just never been 100% safe.
Right.
So, but that's also with a policeman or fireman, he can be shot, or a fireman can be dying, you know, rescuing people.
Exactly. They're risking everything we do, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so if you don't want to do it, then don't have sex, you know, just don't do anything. I was pretty shocked about the whole situation, especially from a big star, you know, as Mr. Marcus. And I'm actually happy, and that's maybe very selfish, but that I was working for myself, that I was on that risk list, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe
if you're in the industry and if you're not careful in your private life, because I think that is what happened, if I read everything, because how else would you get it, then I think you shouldn't be in the industry. It doesn't matter if you're a big star or, you know, somebody that's just an actor with no name. I think you shouldn't be in the industry, and I should, you know, I think somebody should be doing something about those kind of people that are putting someone else's life at risk.
No, you're right, because I know a lot of people in the industry, and I know a few of them who basically they do escorts when they're not working. They do a lot of escorting. That's where they make most of their money. And some of them aren't very, you know, they're not very, very careful, to be honest, within their escorting. And it's almost like this industry is already outcast. People look at the people in the porn industry as outcasts. So it seems like they will stick together because they know if something happens, no one cares. Like if a porn star gets AIDS, everyone says, hi, I told you. If a porn star gets, go ahead.
Yeah, it is totally ridiculous because the thing is why, you know, at the other hand, if like if you're going to a bar, pick somebody up, you know, have a one night stand and you have been drunk or whatever, or it felt good and you didn't do it safe. And at the end you have something. A lot of people don't even know that they have something, that they have like an STD, you know, in their body. But in this industry, everybody is tested. So if something comes out, we are not the ones that are, you know, putting it, you know, away. No, we're saying, okay, this guy is infected or this girl is infected. Where did it start? So that's why I think it's a whole blowout and that people say, you see, it's in the business. But I think there is a lot more outside of the business that are STDs, only in our business, because it is a small community. Everybody knows from each other what he's been doing or what he has. I think, you know, it's
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live with Miss Bobby Eden. Oh, man, she's beautiful. When we get off the show, I'm going to do my best to marry this woman. Now, but I want to ask you about that. Marriage. Ooh. Is Bobby Eden in line for marriage one day?
Actually, I am married.
Talk to us about that. How does that work? Because I'm like a, okay, I'm a big believer in polyamory, and you know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So is that the only way that you guys can maintain a marriage, and how long has this marriage been intact?
I'm now, 4 or 4.5 years I'm together, and we've been married for 2.5 years, and it's still going good. He was not in this business, and I think that's also a plus for me. It's a plus for me that he was not in the business before. And we have our own company. I just have my production company, and we actually do it together. So I think, you know, doing this, being married with somebody that supports you and also working together with you, I think for me that's a plus.
Oh, okay, okay. So does he... Does he get in front of the camera sometimes?
Well, only his, you know, very big magic stick. staring his magic stick. His stick is a pretty superstar.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you married to a black man. No, I was just messing with you.
Well, he probably could be.
Say he got some black in him somewhere.
Especially there.
You know? Okay, so so you guys are married. How do you keep jealousy out of your marriage? That is a great question for literally anybody who's listening right now. Explain, because you guys do more, like, hell, if I go out and have dinner too long with my friends, my girl want to know where I am. But you actually having sex with other people.
Well,
how
I want to know. I want to know where he is.
So there are times that you are jealous.
Oh, yes, I can be very jealous, yes. Yes, it is just, the thing is that because I can explain you how I do it now, like I just don't do scenes anymore for other companies, and not because I am married, because I just think it's better to, you know, keep everything for myself, for my own side. And but I am a pretty, yeah, maybe I'm a pretty jealous person sometimes. But you know what it is? I think sex is something different than giving your soul to somebody or really falling in love with someone. So if he, for example, goes out on a night and he met a cute girl that was really nice and that's maybe, you know, that they had a good connection, I think that would be very, that would be more dangerous for me than if he maybe got a blowjob from, you know, a porn star.
So you will allow him certain pleasures with other women as long as you know the women?
Well, we do it together. If we are having fun, that we're doing it together. I think that is, I actually like it if we're very open. So if he likes someone or if I like someone, it can be a guy or a girl. I think you should be open to each other. And I think if you, you know, keep your relationship open, be honest, then we are joking about it. So I think that is, yeah, maybe that's
keeping it. I just want to know, do you have like a sister or a friend?
I have two sisters.
You need to hook me up if they think like you, because that is so cool that you can have that train of thought. And I guess it might be a part of the industry. Is it hard to maintain a marriage in the industry, though? I mean, be honest. Is it hard to maintain a marriage?
I think so, yes. What I see around me with the friends that I have around in the industry, girl and guy friends, it always end up, well, most of the time it's the people that are that actually don't understand the business, or that are really outsiders. So they try to start, and, you know, for example, if there's a guy coming into a girl's relationship and she's a porn star because she thinks or he thinks that she's so hot, in the beginning they really like it. And they tell their friends, like, well, you know, my girl's a porn star, she's this and this, until their friend's going to say, yeah, she's really hot. Then they get jealous after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a problem. And I think also it's a problem for me, what I see around, if I would go with another porn actor, you know, I would go out with him, I probably couldn't take it.
Wow.
I don't know. I just, yeah. And it's not but because I know how the industry works. I know too much about the industry with the people. But, you know, it's a lot of actors are also in it only for the sex. And
I know if I got in porn, it would literally be for sex.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be in. I would be in it for sex. You can keep your money. I'd probably fuck for free. He is fucking for free. On time,
lucky
work
you.
Every day. They'd be like, you're not even shooting today. I just want to be an extra. I just want to be an extra shit. Somebody might call
prop.
In sick.
You will be the prop. Good. No, but I really think that is a kind of a problem, because also when you work constantly with the same kind of girls and the same kind of guys, you know, you can sometimes build up relationships, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
Especially
okay.
When you have somebody when the sex is so good, you know, in front of camera. And that's how a lot of times, you know, break other, you know, relationship. They just break up because somebody falls in love with that girl because she has nicer boobs or she gives a better blowjob.
Yep.
There's always something, you know.
Because I believe I fall in love every day on the set.
Yeah. Well,
literally,
I'll
be like, oh, I love this. She's the best bitch ever. And then, like, the next scene, it'd be another chick.
But
I'd be like, oh, my God, me
thing.
And her have so much in common.
But that is a good thing, I think, for an actor to do that, because then you know, he can get every girl, you know, getting excited, and he will be excited instead of, you know, oh, my God, she's not working for me. Oh, she's not doing it for me. You know, that ain't going to work because you need to do your magic trick.
Now, I would be like that, because I've seen some porn. I've seen a chick, and I'd be like, oh, my God, how is he fucking her? Because she'd be like, fat. And I'd be like, God, I would have to drink all kind of Jack Daniels. I'd be drunk as hell on the set.
Oh, God, that's funny. Now, I think, you know, yeah.
Because seriously, haven't you had sex? Be honest. Haven't you had sex with a guy that was like, okay, this is really just work, because I would never fuck this guy if it wasn't my
job.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Like a Ron James.
And like, well, I never did it with Ron. He is not really my type of guy, although I really like him as a person. But it is not a dating service, so you should know when you start doing this job, it's not a dating service. But on the other hand, I did have some scenes with some guys that I thought, like, oh, my God,
what am I doing here? And sometimes you have that. And then you're snapping out of it, like, is this real? And it's like, yeah, it is real.
Yeah, you hoping none of your friends see that video?
Yeah.
My God,
basically,
I hope this one goes.
It.
I hope this one goes straight to the shelf.
Yeah. And the worst part is, even if they're going to sell the scene to other companies and everybody in the world can buy that scene and selling it over and over with different names, that is even worse.
Yeah. Then you got to ask, like, can I wear a mask in this one?
Yeah, God.
Can I use
my
other alias?
And I think you can also see it. You can also see it, especially me. They always say I don't really have a poker face.
Mm-hmm.
So if my scene is not doing great or the guy is just, you know, it's not really
matching up. I have seen
that
on a few of your videos. Like, I can tell, like, she's not really into this guy. I can't. I'd be like, she's not into this guy. And then I start imagining, well, I bet I could change her mind. But I think we just do that when we're watching porn. We think, I could do better than that guy.
You see, that's why you can better do POVs.
Yeah.
For the guy. Yeah.
So that way you feel like the person looking in your eyes and stuff. But then you get a stalker.
Yeah,
like,
let me ask you about
your fans.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had people, like, I know they're good fans and they're nice fans, but what happens, what are some stories about fans who've gone too damn far?
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, there are some people like that, unfortunately.
What is the worst
Pretty
story?
Pretty scary, though. Well, when I was working in, like, a webcam house, like, years ago, there was this fan, and he came every day online. And me and my friend went home, so we were in the bus, and we were gossiping, you know, about the people that came in, about the other models, whatever, you know, what girls do. And then at the end of the bus, you know, the bus thing, we were at the central station in Amsterdam, and this guy, you know, taps me on the shoulder, and he said, "Hi, man, it's me, sweetie. I was on cam, I thought it was you." And I was like, I literally wanted to die. And I looked at the girl, and she looked, like, totally freaked out at me. And I'm like, what? And we only looked at each other like, this is not happening. And that's what people sometimes do, you know. They just find out, you know, where you were. So it's kind of scary. I don't really think that, you know, those guys really harm anybody, because I think the most quiet ones are the ones that are quite scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But this was, like, years ago that I had, you know, because it was very new, the webcam thing, so they came from all over the place. But at the moment, I don't have really scary fans. I'm pretty happy. Or ones that I don't know, at least. Now you're scaring me. I'm getting all these freaking stories inside my head now.
Because I know what you're saying, though, because literally being in the public eye, it's one of those things where it's fun for a second, and then it becomes like I've become a bit of a recluse a little bit because of crazy people like that, stories like that. And it gets to the point where you're thinking, it was fun when I first got into it where people would notice me. Now that shit is like a bother. Does it get to the point where you sometimes are apprehensive going around large crowds of people?
Well, probably when I'm on the street. A lot of people won't really admit that they know me because they watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time I get in my email box if somebody recognizes me or whatever, and then they say, like, oh, I've seen you by the Starbucks, or this is there, this and there is where you do your groceries, and I've seen you. And it is not that people really come up to me like, hey, you're that porn star or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a problem with that, and maybe I just look, you know, I look kind of mellow most of the time when I go out. So I don't really wear, you know, the really high-class makeup all the time.
Right.
Because when I'm having a day off, it's also nice not to have a different face on your face. Right?
Right, right. So, if you're a fireman, you don't wear your fireman outfit every day when you're not at the job.
And, you know, I just wear sneakers instead of my high heels everywhere, so you won't see me in the rails with my high heels, probably. So I think, you know, I'm actually pretty lucky with my fans.
What do you think is your sexiest feature? Like the feature when you take your clothes off, you're like, I like this. And then what is the feature that your fans like? Is it the same feature or is it different?
I really do like my breasts.
I just want to second that, but go ahead.
And I do think that I have a nice belly button, although I don't like it if somebody touched my belly button.
Really?
Yeah, ooh, no. God, freaks me out.
Well, I don't like mine touched either. It's weird. I don't like my belly button or the bottom of my feet.
What?
I don't like the bottom of my feet touched. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing down there?
No, that's, yeah, I know. No, I actually have a feet phobia. So I don't like feet either. Although if I see pretty feet, then I need to watch, you know, I really need to look at it. It's like a need. It's like my eyes demanding to, like, look at it, even if I don't want to look at it. It's, like, kind
of
weird.
We got a lot in common because I got, like, video footage of my barber's feet when I was in Texas because his fucking feet were horrible. And I want people to see how ugly this man's feet were. This motherfucker looked like he'd been kicking a damn wall barefoot.
God. No, it's like... I can, like, until they're, like, if baby's still about 1, 9 months, still one, then it's okay. Then I will kiss the bottom of the feet, but afterwards it ain't going to happen.
Right. I don't even rub people's feet. I don't know what my girl's feet look like. I don't fuck with your feet like that. I might get hurt.
Some people have really ugly feet. Like, really ugly. And then they say, look at that chick with a nice feet. And I'm like, and what? I said, no, she doesn't. And sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, can I lick your toes? Can I do this? I must admit, I did with a friend of mine. We did, she's from Holland, too. We did a go-go video, a foot, you know, fetish thing. And we both agreed because we both have a feet phobia. So we're like, okay, we're both paranoid about it. Let's try this. At least we're doing it together. Serious, it was the worst thing ever. We did it, but it was not so cool.
I know. I tried
it
kissing
was
feet
not
one
cool.
time.
And she was like, do it. And I'm like, I cannot do it. And the director was like, you need to lick her feet. I said, I'm sorry. I cannot do it. And he said, yeah, but this is a feet, you know, a foot movie or a feet. I said, I know. I said, but I don't think I can do it. So I closed my eyes. Really funny. And she was only saying in like Dutch to me, like, I think I'm going to faint. It is not that you have ugly feet, but I just cannot do this. It was really funny, so it took forever. So I one time did it, though.
Yeah, I'm
but
with
I
you.
But I do like my own feet. I really like my own feet.
Well, I don't like my feet. My feet look like eagle's claws. They look like I need to be perched on the end of your bed.
Oh, my God. No, I do have some cartoon feet. I have some really nice round-shaped feet with a nice mole on it. A really cute beauty spot.
But I keep getting told I got nice feet and hand for a man because I don't do any work and I don't walk that much. So my feet, like I don't have calluses or anything on my feet. I don't have bumps. I don't have scars.
Okay,
and I don't have any on my hands.
Too much information, but at least it looks nice. I believe you.
But I don't even like my feet. I always keep socks on. I don't like looking at my own feet. And if I could walk around with gloves, I'd probably wear gloves,
you do,
too.
And if you go to the, like, swimming pool, you just walk on your toes. You don't want to go bare feet, you know, totally. Oh, gross.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let me ask you this. In the next 5 years, like, well, I want to ask you, what do you think is the state of porn right now? What do you think about the state of porn? I've talked to a lot of people again, and they talk about how the internet at one point was hurting their business so much because people were getting free porn and were refusing to pay for it. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you guys get around that to make it more profitable again for the talent?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. I don't really have a problem that, for me, myself, individual, that there is a lot of free porn on there. I think if you build up a fan base, people will look for you and they want to see the real deal. So I think with my website that there is only exclusive content from me. That's how I probably cover that. So, and I do my webcam shows. I do live webcam shows, too.
Right.
So I don't really have, you know, at the moment a problem that people don't want to view me or don't want to see me because there's too much free porn on there. Not that I am agreeing what they put on, you know, YouTube or what is it, the tube sites and everything, because that's not cool to do. And I have a lot of fans sometimes. They come to my webcam show and they said, oh, my God, I just downloaded a bunch of clips of you from the internet. And then I asked them right away, well, if you're such a big fan, I hope you support me instead of downloading, you know, the illegal stuff. And most of the time they're, like, apologizing. They join right away because they feel bad about it because that's, you know, how it is. But
well,
I
that's
think,
because you're so big, though. But what about the girls who are in the business, like when you were in the business with, at the start? You know, the young girls, because they don't really pay them, and then they won't get any money. I guess it's almost like you made it to a big, to a big size.
But the times were so different, yeah. The times were so different. Because now everybody can, like, be a camera guy or a porn actress or a porn actor to do something.
Yeah.
And there were also much more magazines, so you could build up your name in the magazines where people would shoot you if you did your first movie for Hustler or Playboy or Penthouse because they thought it was cool to feature that girl. I think that is a big difference. So, there, yeah, I think a lot of the stuff for new girls is kind of hard to do. You actually need to shoot seriously some exclusive content if you don't have a name, or work for some people that work for the internet that can build up your name because they are a really big company. So you need to lift on other, on other girls or company their names. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're live here with Bobby Eaton, Miss Bobby Eaton. She is an international adult film star. I want to know, what are your thoughts about, like, prostitution? Here in the United States, it's illegal, but it's like weed is illegal, too, and both of them shouldn't be illegal because I paid for plenty of dates just to get a little bit of sex, so I just paid for damn sex. I mean, I wouldn't pay for a date if I wasn't going to get no pussy at the end of the night. Let's just call it what it is. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
told me up front I ain't going to have no pussy, I wouldn't even come visit you.
Oh, you're mean.
I wouldn't.
You need to build
I don't think
that
a man
up.
And a woman should be doing shit together if it ain't fucking.
You need to build it up. You need to build it up. You should have at least two or three dates before you get some pussy.
No.
That's how I
no.
see it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, that's a great thing. I've always heard that white girls have like this three-date rule. Like,
yeah.
I've heard this thing that white girls, I've heard all over the world, almost every white girl has like this three-date rule. Like, if you date a guy on the third date, you got to give him some pussy. Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's the first time I hear this rule, but maybe because I'm foreign. I don't know.
Well, you just said two or three dates. So
yeah,
how did you come up with
yeah,
that number?
No, I think, you know, I'm not going to give myself, you know, right away to a guy, even if he's cute or whatever. Well, no. Well,
oh,
I'm sorry to doubt
that.
I'm like, no. No, because I think you need to have some more, you know, how do you say it? You need to build the, like, steamy, the energy. The
oh, so you like sexual tension. You like the game
oh,
that
yeah.
goes along with it.
Yeah, and then it's fireworks.
Okay, so after
really
you played that game.
Up, I think, in one or, like, two times.
So after you've played that game, what happens if the guy never calls again?
I will tell him probably if he calls me after to see. I'm like, sorry, babe, you missed out your chance. I was ready for you. But no,
okay.
I think, you know, I think a guy needs to be patient. A guy also needs to be a gentleman. So if you really like a girl, you need, you know, and I don't say because some girls are so stupid. They're just cock teasers. That's how I call them. So they just only like to play the game and nothing is going to happen. That's totally shit. That's like
right.
playing with somebody else's mind. So I am not for, you know, that type of thing.
I like
I think,
you. I'm
yeah, because,
so glad you said that. Yes,
yeah.
don't have
no,
me going
I don't
on
like
three and four
teasers.
Dates and
yeah.
you know I'm not going to get no pussy. That's how you get choked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously. That's why you get a serial killer or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they're so frustrated or pissed off or, but you did this to me and you said this and you gave me the feeling this and it ain't going to happen. If it ain't going to happen, it ain't going to happen. And most of the time a girl knows right away if
Thank
it's going to happen, yes or no. She
Thank
knows
you.
It. As soon as she sees you, after 10 minutes, she knows it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter if it's going to happen the same night or after 3 days, but she knows.
That's I like that,
that's,
and you're right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy you got these teasers out there. Let me ask you about women. Do women come to you and ask you for sex advice? And if they do, what are some sex advice that you – because, I mean, you typically would be looked upon as the sex expert because you have a lot of sex. So you might be able to help women in the bedroom. What are some of the questions that you get from women?
I do get asked how to give a man a proper, you know, blowjob or how he can, you know, actually about anal sex too.
I hate
still there
anal
or
sex.
You just, one thing you have,
haven't really had a good one.
I hate it. Every time I see it in the porn, I turn it off.
Yeah, but anal sex with a guy or with, like, a girl?
No, I'm saying every time I see it. Like, when I watch porn and they have anal sex, I turn it off.
Yeah, well, I must admit, most of the time in the movie, it doesn't really look so cool.
No, it just looked like he's doing some... Like, I want to dial 911 and say there's
Yeah, and then you see the girl totally in pain, like... and then she pretends she's, like, moaning, but actually she's almost crying because she's thinking, like, get the fuck out of my, you know, whatever. Please,
yeah,
can we do another position? You can see it most of the time. I do agree.
Yeah, and it's some weird thing, and it's like the porn scene will be going good, and the next thing you know, he'll pull it out and shove it in her ass, and I'm like, why did they fuck up the scene like this? It's almost like watching From Dusk Till Dawn. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but it was real good,
yes.
And then it fucked up in the middle.
With Mr. Clooney.
Yeah,
Hijack,
it just went
right?
crazy out of nowhere.
Yes.
And he was like, what happened?
Yes.
That's anal sex.
But it can also be a fun thing. It is not that I just must admit, I am not really a fan or an anal warrior or anal trooper like some girls are because, you know, it needs to be the right time, the right place. So that's why I haven't done a lot of anal scenes. I'm just not really... really good at it, especially not for when I'm doing my scenes.
Right, and then
there's
too much preparation involved.
Yeah,
and it's
hell
like making a
no.
It's like making a seven-course meal out of preparation
you
got to
do beforehand. Yeah, and then the guy goes in too fast, and then you're freaked out if he's going to hurt you, yes or no. So then it's all between the ears, and then it's not going to look good.
So when women ask you, though, when women ask you about doing it, what are some secrets you can tell them about? Because a lot of girls have guys who want to, I guess, try it, and they're afraid. What are some things you would tell them on how to go about doing it?
That they take control without freaking out the guy and prepare it, and especially if you're really horny. If you're not horny, just don't even try, you know, and do it because it's going to freak you out completely. Because even if he will point with his finger to it, you will freak out. Well, at least I do then. If I'm not in the mood, if I just look at the guy, it's like, no, it ain't going to happen. But that's what I think. I think, and if you are doubting of doing it, don't do it because it's going to turn out bad. And you're going to be hurt, and then your first experience is going to be shit, like literally shit. So that, you know, I always say try to be yourself, try to control. If it hurts in the beginning, you know, relax. Try it 10 minutes. After 10 minutes not working, try it maybe another time, and otherwise don't try it again because then it ain't nothing for you. That's how I see it.
That is true. That is true. All right. All right. I've really enjoyed this interview with you, and I want to ask you one more thing before I let you
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about here in the States. Like, where are you? Have you been in the States? What are you doing here in the States? Where will you be? Do you do live shows? Where can people find you? Give people a way to find you.
Most of the time, 8-9 months of the time, I'm in the States. But I do my live shows every Tuesday on my website, BobbyEdenLive.com.
Mm-hmm.
They get 12 other porn stars for free to watch their content, and they're every day there are live shows there. And
nice.
People can also, yeah, they can also see me live 3 times in the week on BobbyEdenIsLive.com or .nl. But the links are like, I'm getting confused for you. If you go to Bobby Eden Live, yeah, because
so Bobby Eden Live
forget,
has everything on it.
Has
right?
everything. You can see there all the links, the private camps. You can see me live 3 times a week, and if you become a member of my site, you also get a Tuesday live show. And I do it on, I think, a pretty good time. I do it 5 p.m. Eastern time, so that's a pretty good time for European people and people from the States.
That's true, because I have a huge audience of European people who listen to my show here,
ooh,
and it's
good.
Weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's like they'll be getting up at 6 in the morning. I have a large contingent of Australians who will be they'll be listening to the show, and I'm like, it seems like it would be difficult, but they make time for it. So if they make time
for me,
they'll make time for you.
Yeah. That's why I did it on 5 p.m. Eastern time, so everybody, you know, is happy. Well, at least I try, you know. That everybody is happy. You can never satisfy everyone because some people
right,
say it's late, some people say it's too early.
People in Hawaii are pissed off.
Yeah, but you know, life is a bitch. What can I do? You know, don't live in Hawaii then and come live at the East Coast or whatever, right?
Oh, this has been so much fun. I guess I didn't get a really get a chance to get the answer to it, but how long do you see yourself doing this, and what are you going to do afterwards? What do you see yourself doing afterwards? Like, will you be like a lawyer or something?
I always wanted to be a journalist when I was younger. No, I really want to do this for a long time, and I think as long as I take care of myself, my body, and my health, I can do this pretty long, as long as I don't look like a granny, although there's, you know...
Yeah, I've seen granny porn. It threw me
off.
Yeah,
I've seen it too, the gills, but that's not something for me. No, I think, you know, I actually enjoy this business too much to really stop completely. So maybe, you know, I have some more sites, you know, running in like maybe 10 years, and I maybe do some more for TV because I have my own TV show in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And you never know what is coming up. Maybe I will have my own radio show.
Ah,
you know?
I don't want you competing with me.
We can do it together.
Anytime I hear your name and me in the same sentence with
"do
it together," I'm interested.
I told you, I would not disappoint you.
All right. Hey, well,
no, but you never know. You know, 5 years. You know, that a lot can happen in 5 years. But at the moment, I'm pretty happy and I'm working. I am working still on my goals, what I'm doing, and I'm still enjoying it. New things are coming up, so hopefully you will still see me live.
Did Mike Myers do an adequate portrayal of someone from Holland in the movie Goldmember? You never seen the Mike Myers? What is the character's name? Austin Powers?
Yeah, but you know what? This is really funny. I have never seen the whole movie, but I did a part of that movie. I was this,
really?
Like, robot ghost, yes.
With
another girl. Yeah, it's really funny. I did a scene with that, and then they told me, have you seen Austin Powers? Like, yeah, baby. And I only see that part, so I knew what kind of role I was playing, but I never seen the whole movie.
A little bit.
Yeah. And although, because was Mini-Me in it, right?
Yeah.
It was with... Yeah, I actually took a picture with him on the one. I was like, yeah, I've seen your movie. I didn't see his movie. I only saw a part, but, you know. But it was pretty cool that at least I'm like, well, I was this, you know, robo-girl, whatever it was, that didn't say anything. And
that
I had
is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, yeah, years ago. But no, I never know.
There's something you don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's all right. Well, I tell you what, Bobby, we have to do this again. I would love to have you on the show again sometime in the future.
I would love to be there again.
Thank you very much for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. You can make sure you catch Miss Bobby Eden, and I want to say this and make sure I say it right. Bobby Eden Live and Bobby Eden – well, go to Bobby Eden Live.
Bobby Eden Live. Now you're confusing everybody.
We've been fucked it up. Next thing we know, we have them at somebody else's.
And they can follow me at Twitter, at Bobby Eden.
Oh, yes, please give them your Twitter. And we're going to put it up on the website as well. Tweet is out.
Awesome.
What is the Twitter? Am I saying it right?
At Bobby Eden. BobbiEden.
Very simple, very elegant, and very beautiful. Thank you, Bobby, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, that's one of the finest. Y'all know that for as much as I talk about all this black pride and stuff, man, I might walk down the aisle with that woman. Y'all keep saying that a black child comes from a white woman anyway, so we can have black children and still be black. Y'all president call your president black. And his mama's white, so I think me and Bobby Eden need to work out a deal to where she can be married to me half of the time. Like, I can get at least 1/3 of the time. She can be married to her husband the other 2/3, and I'll get like 1/3. My math is right. Let me get 1/3. Hey, guys, we're going to go to a break. I want you guys to go check her out anyway. I mean, she's a very, very beautiful and lovely woman. And as you guys heard, she's very, very, very fun and very down to earth and talks straightforward. And you got to love that. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back and talk to you guys, get into the conversation more. I want to hear more from you about what you just heard about Miss Eden and about this interview, as I loved it, I enjoyed it, and if y'all don't like it, fuck you, because I think I'm going to walk down the aisle with a white woman soon, and her name is Bobby Eden. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am, you know what this is. This is your world.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! Oh. It's Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it. It's fantastic. New Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky. These Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks will save us.
Look!
Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks. Try our new flavors.
You know, there's so many great things about being a Sulpata representative. The culture of this company, along with our incredible sterling silver, sets us apart from anybody else.
If I knew what Sulpata could do for me when I had young children, I would be telling you, you need to sell Sulpata now.
The financial opportunity has been beyond my wildest expectations.
Starting my Sulpata business was so easy.
The best part about Sulpata are the parties, because you don't have to sell it, you just have to wear it.
Go into a party with your jewelry, your catalogs, and your smile.
This is a business that's so flexible. You're the boss. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done that rewards me for being me.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I am a Sulpata woman, and I live life in style.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. Now, you guys know, and I get asked all the time, do you ever sleep? Well, yes, I do sleep. But on the times when I can't get those 8 hours of sleep, I have my own little secret weapon that keeps me going. What is that secret weapon, you ask? Well, it's my little friend right here, a 5-hour energy shot. That's right. With zero sugars and 4 calories, I feel good and confident every time I take a shot, every time I take a bottle. But if you're not ready for the full 5 hours, just take you a little bit. See how it makes you feel. Me, I get no crash and I get hours of energy. So it allows me to get on here and rant for hours. So if you want to get that 5-hour energy burst or whatever you need for that little pick-me-up when you get that 2:30 feeling any time of the day, go out and get you some 5-hour energy. Me, my favorite is the grape. But you can try the pomegranate and you can try the citrus flavor. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
After working here for a few years.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career. And everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get...
Birthday, birthday, birthday!
I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
Got my shit on HD. Thinking about Julian and Gina Lynn POVs. Post be requesting, but I be posted up in my section. Got no time for sexing, but my shit done flexing. So
what I'm gonna do, since I'm here all alone. One more bit out the wrong. Post this click, pull out my phone. I passed it a TV65, and you might see me jumping on
gone, so I load it up. Dating James Trilly, yeah, she fuck it up. The way she arch it, make it wanna party, stick it in, start it up. She a dirty bitch, suck it while I spark it up. Don't let me catch you out in public on that freak shit. Brother got you leaking, fuck you on that G shit. Real stroking, let me hold the camera, we can take turns. Fucking you on the carpet, giving you a rug burn, that was your
they
turn.
They got a Lexus, Texas, seen the road, Ebony fetish, few like toes. Chase Evans, only know her though, so y'all make a bitch work for show. And for that, I love that hoe, take that back professional. Ava Adams, make that ass clap, POV, girl, throw that ass back with your fat ass. Nice titties, you the queen of my milk city. Rich star, you got my heart, give me an hour, I'll tear that ass apart. Now let me go, on a literal note, got some mental smoke. In a place you go, no one can find us. We can fucking get high, get happy, spin it like a ride.
TheUPorn.com. TheUPorn.com. Oh, shit. My bad. Hey.
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your hope, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Brian McKnight. Now, people were wondering, who is that? Yes, if you looked at the end of the video, that was Brian McKnight. Brian McKnight wrote the song. Those are his two children, his two sons, rapping. Brian McKnight is a wild fella. Y'all didn't see Brian at the end? The little dude was supposed to be pretending to be Brian McKnight. He's just a midget Brian McKnight. And then Brian McKnight shows up at the end and tells him cut, and everybody laughs and whatever. No, he doesn't have a... Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway. Anyway, I'd like to thank Ms. Bobby Eaton for joining the show. Wonderful time with that woman. I what you know about them cream pies? What you know about them? I don't know about them cream pies. I've done accidental cream pies. You know, when they ride you, you come in them, they get up and it run all down on you. What's that about anyway? Why it don't stay up in there? Why you gotta let it leak on me? You see it's leaking on me. Get off me. I want it back on me. Am I the only one of you guys that, like, even though it comes out of me, I don't like it on me? I feel violated. I feel violated when it get on me. You fucking up. Don't be letting me come in your mouth and you letting it run back on me. That's wrong. Swallow that shit. I don't want it on me. Now, I know this has nothing to do with the discussion tonight, but actually it does. If you think about it, if you looked at that video, you saw a lot of white, Asian, and Hispanic women. And now I know I always tell y'all Hispanic is not a race. But they are people who originated from places where Spanish is largely spoken. But you didn't see any black women, and people were wondering, why not? I'm telling y'all, I'm just being honest with y'all. If y'all haven't realized this yet, you will. Black women don't sell. Let me say it again. Black women don't sell. Black women don't sell. They don't sell products unless they be in hood. And then the only time they can do that is be fat and sell cleaning products. Hence the pine saw lady. That's the power of pine saw, baby. Black women don't sell products. You can't get no black woman to be the face of your damn product and it sell. Tell me I'm lying. Anytime you see a black woman, the only commercial now where you see, I want y'all to name a commercial right now where a black woman is the face of that product. I'm going to give you all 30 seconds to think about it. Somebody said what I was going to say, Popeyes. Yep, chicken. She the cook for the chicken. Carl's Jr. Biscuits. Yep, Aunt Jemima. Yep. Beyonce looks mixed. And Beyonce ain't just a chick they brought off the street. Beyonce was famous, so they used her fame to sell their product. Nicki Minaj is the face of what? Y'all get my... That motherfucker said the STD commercial. I had a discussion. Oh, I got a big coup, y'all. I got a big coup coming to the show. Miss Soledad O'Brien. She loves what I do. She's going to come on the show. Thank you. Thank you. Soledad O'Brien is coming on the show. And she discussed something that you all need to know. She agrees with most of what I said, and especially when it comes to light skin and mixed people. I want all y'all to go hit her up on Twitter, because she's good people. She's very friendly and down to earth. And I want y'all to understand something that should be weird to y'all. Have y'all ever noticed that most of my biggest fans are mixed people? People who consider themselves mixed, not black. Have you noticed that? You haven't noticed that? For as rude as y'all say I'm being to mixed people, why don't mixed people think I'm being rude? Why don't mixed women think I'm being rude? There are 5 videos out right now on YouTube of mixed women making videos about my videos saying that my shit is 100% true. Why? You know, I'm the one that y'all say, he's so rude, he says the word half-breed. Do you know who gets mad about that? Black women. So wait a minute. You're dark-skinned and you're getting mad that I'm calling them half-breed. They mixed and they looking at it and laughing. They laugh. Soledad O'Brien was talking about, she said, I want you to look. And she said, it's no mistake that most of the women of color on television look like her. She admitted what I've been saying, that y'all want to argue with me. Argue me down. She said, if you look at most of the women who are the face of something on TV, they look like her. She said, hell yes, there is a perk of being mixed. So while black women are running around saying they're black like us, that's why they're getting your jobs. Let me repeat, black women. As long as you keep saying mixed chicks are black like you, then their white fathers who control the media are going to hire their daughters, not you. I would hire my daughter before I hired you. So black women, while you running around holding this big sign saying mixed people are black just like us, they're black just like us, what white people do is they say, you're right. So whenever we want to get a black woman in a role, we'll just hire the mixed chick because we feel more comfortable with the mixed chick because the mixed chick comes to our family reunion sometimes. You don't. I'll hire a Sotomayor before I hire a Jenkins. Y'all don't realize how many Hispanics listen to my show. I think it's my highest contingent is Hispanics of my show. Black, brown skin, whatever. We pretty much stick together. We do a good job of sticking together. You watch. Now I don't have no black Hispanic or brown Hispanic or white Hispanic fucking with me. You ever notice that? I don't have one of them fucking with me. Just the black folks. Just them American blacks. They fucking with me. Oh, they fucking with you hard. They calling you Tar Baby Blackie Smoke. Yep. That's them American blacks. The same people that wonder, why aren't you cool with them? Now, I actually like the name Smoke. That one's always cool with me. Where is my man, Jason Black? He needs to come on the show. Jason, if you're out there, call in, man. You can use Skype, but you can't use it the way you want to use it. Call in, Jason. I know you're listening, but you're listening ass. So call in. Let's get you on the line. I don't know what's wrong with my Skype. My Skype is not working, so I can't get you in. I hate it. I don't know what's wrong with the damn Skype, but I want to get you in. So you can Skype. If you just log on to blogtalkradio.com/, I don't know, / YWMV. It's some bullshit. You can get on that way and just Skype through that, but it won't be as clear as when we were Skyping together and I was broadcasting it. Something wrong with my shit. Y'all know there's something always wrong with my shit. That's what you get. That's why y'all need to donate. I'm working on a shoestring budget. Nigga said, how do you do what you do and finance it? I said, because I don't do shit else. If nothing else, people ought to give me kudos because I self-finance all this shit and I make sure it's done for 4 years. I ain't missed a day. Nope, because I believe in educating my people. I believe in giving my people a place where they can get together and congregate. I believe in getting a dictionary so my people can know what congregate means. Let me bring in Antonio. What up, Antonio? Antonio got some shit going on. What's going on, Antonio? Antonio is checking off. He is over to youporn.com. He headed over to youporn. Let me call in my man who's got his own radio show, Jose Nation. What up, Jose?
Not much, man. That interview you had was disturbing in some ways.
Why was it disturbing?
I just can't get over the fact that she at work sucking dicks all day and going to be wondering where her husband at. It don't matter where he at.
I did find that a bit strange that she jealous. You ain't got no reason to be jealous. You suck dick.
All day. I mean, come on, you can't even question this man about where he at. He know
bitch,
where you
I might
at.
Not come home for a month if you do porn.
And it better not be no questions asked when I get back. Because you know, I rationalize it this way. I know what the fuck you've been doing. What I've been doing is still a mystery.
Well, that's a bad thing, though. Like, what you don't know can't hurt you. At least you know what she's doing so you can gauge how you feel about it.
No, I just can't. I don't know, man. I know niggas who, you know, got girls who strip, and I don't see how they do that. They sitting at the crib, and stripping ain't just stripping now. Everybody already know that.
That man said stripping ain't just stripping.
Hell no, it ain't just stripping. So she gonna climb a nasty ass in the bed with you when she get back. Hell no,
let me say this. I dated a stripper and a porn chick. Let me tell you what this dating a stripper was like. It wasn't that bad. She used to go and work because she used to always beg me to come to work with her. I came to work one time and then I didn't want to see that shit no more. So I stopped going. But she would always come to my house after she worked, and she'd always have. She would have to bring like 2 bags of money. And
yep.
She would sit on the bed with me and help and count it with me. And then she'd ask me, what do I need? So I felt like a pimp.
Yeah, it do make you feel like that.
Man, I mean, that your girl, and I'm going to say this, I'm just going to be honest. You as a man know that, like, say if you could date a woman that was a model, not even a stripper, just a model, and every nigga's like, oh, man, you fucking her? Isn't that a good feeling?
Not really, because, shit, as soon as you turn your back, them niggas is on it. Hell no. That shit come with it. You got to keep that shit around a 7.5 if you want to, you know, niggas are going to try to fuck anyway. But
that nigga can't even let a girl go to the grocery store. You be that nigga that's riding along with her?
No, I don't even do that. If they going to do it, they going to do it. You can't do nothing about it. But to keep the drama down, you need to keep that number around 7.
Have you noticed that's why a nigga marry a chick that's average but cheat on her with a hot chick?
Exactly.
Exactly. I agree with you
on
that.
It's less stress.
Because it was funny when I was hanging out in Houston when I was with Rita. Man, with too many niggas on that chick. I said, boy, this would be a hard life.
Exactly, and they can't turn all of them down. I mean, you could be the most faithful motherfucker in the world, but you get 900 dicks thrown at you all day, one of them going to hit you eventually.
And that's like me. Like, I tell anybody now, let me become a millionaire. I'm cheating. I'm telling you up front, I'm cheating. Let's not have this discussion of are you fucking when you out of town. Let's just have this discussion when we get back in town that I miss you.
Yeah, that should be out. You know, that should be put in the contract.
Yeah, I refuse to not fuck tens if I haven't had access to tens my whole life. The reason I'm eating steak is because I got access to steak. When I was eating hamburgers, it's because that's all I had.
See, and that's why I don't understand niggas like Kobe fucking around with trailer trash when he go on the road.
Well, I'll tell you why. Well, this is why they do it. Because you think that it'll be no hassle. You know that you have money, and when you get them tens, they're going to talk.
Well,
tens be the one. Think about it, because tens be the one always on Twitter tweeting your wife and shit.
Yeah.
Ugly girl used to being quiet. Think about it.
Yeah.
Ugly girl know not to say nothing. She just glad that you dicking her. A pretty girl going to always feel like she's used to being number one. So she'll start off being the side chick. That shit ain't going to last very long with a pretty girl. Am I wrong?
No, you right. But a lot of times, like in Kobe's situation, that shit might boost their little self-esteem to make them think they done added a couple of numbers on top of what they really are. And
well,
get
I think Kobe fucked around, and I think Kobe really did go in the back door, and she didn't want that.
Probably.
I think he really did, because the fact that he was like, you know what, let me go and pay this bitch off. Because I think he really did something she didn't want him to do.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you Kobe Bryant, you used to fucking a bitch 9 ways to Sunday, I don't think no computes to you. Think about it.
Yeah, he ain't used to have nobody tell him no, especially
Mike
Brown.
Right, and that's probably a turn on to him.
Yeah. See, I don't like that nigga no way. So. Shit, so that nigga can't really do anything right, in my opinion. So I'm a little bit too biased to be talking about Kobe. Because really, the reason I don't like him stems from what he did in Colorado, not the action that he did with the girl, because I don't know what the fuck really happened. But he ain't had no business bringing that man into it. Shaq wasn't
that. That bothered me, too. That's why I don't like simps. I don't like simps. Like these niggas that's running around the internet tweeting everybody talking about some don't like him. These niggas is mad because hoes like me. That's literally the reason he's doing it.
Yeah, I saw that nigga. I saw him.
You sitting on your couch smoking weed and a nobody, so you figure let me ride this nigga's Johnson.
Yeah, I saw that shit it was this week I saw that shit.
This nigga has spent hours doing that. Think about how his life must suck. He's tweeting everyone. Anybody that say something to me, they get his video.
Then I got girls tweeting me, tagging me in the shit. Hey, look, don't like Tommy no more. I'm like, and I don't know if you saw. I'm like, I fuck with Tommy. I don't always agree with what he say, but shit, I fuck with him. So you can miss me with these sending me, trying to get me hemmed up in all this shit.
Why do you think that they try to make, if they don't like somebody, they want a group of people to dislike them? That's stupid. You ain't never seen me dislike nobody and then go around and tell everybody else they need to dislike that person, too. That's stupid.
Yeah, but that's the way it go. I guess when you get to where you at, that's what happened. That's what come with it.
It's really sad. Well, since you said you don't like Kobe, what do you think about Mike Brown getting fired after 5 damn games?
Shit, I thought that nigga should have been fired in the offseason. Now, let me say this. Now, I don't like no like I'm glad they won 1-5 or 1-4, whatever they are. But dude ain't no good coach, man. He's just
not,
and they don't.
And I don't know if you was following me on Twitter this morning, but at first I said it was racist. But then white people talked me down and made me realize it's not racist. They were like, he's just a bad coach.
Yeah, dude, they don't respect you. See how Kobe looked at that nigga the other day?
Kobe gave him that eat shit and die stare.
And that's why I said Mike Brown should have slapped a spy out of his ass.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to take control sometimes. You got to do like Janet Jackson. You got to take control.
You know, now they talking about Phil coming back. He don't treat Phil like that because he liked Phil. But if Jerry Sloan was to come, he wouldn't take that shit from Kobe. Don't play that.
But see, that's what I said in my article, and maybe you can elaborate. I know we're about to go into a break, but I want to see if I can get – I'll give you 3 minutes, and then I'll be able to talk to you guys when I get back out of the break. But I want to ask you, Byron Scott said this about black athletes. He said that they don't respect black coaches. They're so used to being told what to do by a white man that they only want to listen to a white man say it. What do you think about that?
I think it's probably true. You can take that as far as the presidency. Don't nobody like no nigga telling them what to do, even niggas. That's why everybody talking about seceding from the union. They tired of having a nigga being in charge. So I agree with Byron Scott on that.
But it's sad, though, that we've gotten to the point that black men would rather listen to a white man, a white woman, a black woman, before they listen to somebody that looks exactly like them. That was beat into us from slavery, too.
Yeah, but it also goes into, like, I can go from my school experience. Most of my teachers from K to 12 was white women the whole time. Like 90% of my teachers were white women. They still white women now. That's who doing all the teaching. That's who fucking tell us what to do more than our parents do. We at school more than we at home. So that's where it starts.
White women tell you what to do a lot nicer than your mama tell you.
In most cases.
In my case it was, because then white women never really got – white women use sarcasm. Black women use straight-up brutality.
Yeah. I agree with that one, too. But that also makes it where some niggas don't respect that, too.
But the brutality or the sarcasm?
The sarcasm.
I don't think a lot of niggas can get white women's sarcasm.
No.
Because I talk to a lot of niggas, they don't get my sarcasm.
There must be non-suburban type niggas.
Right.
That's what it is.
I'll be sarcastic with a nigga and he won't get it at all. I'll be like, son of a bitch, this shit doesn't work.
That's why I say like niggas who grew up around white people are best equipped to deal with real societal issues and shit, because we done been on both sides of the shit. Because where I live growing up, I lived in a white neighborhood, but I had to go to the nigga part of town to get my hair cut and shit and all go to church and all that shit. So I'm a nigga at home, and then across town, oh, you trying to be a white boy. So I know what it is.
I tell you what, Jose, I want you to do me a favor.
All right.
I want you to come back after the break. I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to everybody else that's on the line. Guys, everybody that's on the line, we're about to get into the main subject when we come back, and y'all know what that subject is. That subject is white women taking black men. Is this really happening, and if so, why? Why is it that black men are choosing white women? Is it an aesthetic reason, or is it an emotional reason? Is it a status symbol? What is it? The number is 347-989-8310. If you're on the line, it's probably going to knock you off. So you guys know how this works. It's best to hang up and call now, because it was literally 150 people. The lines were full. So the smart people are dropping up now and calling right back in. The number is 347-989-8310. You know who I am? You know what this is. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.